Now a special WPTL sports presentation. It's Pisgah Black Bears basketball. Let's go live to Franklin High School tonight with Terry Shin and David Stiles.
Welcome to Doubleheader Basketball on WPTL. We are in Macon County, Franklin High School, home of the Panthers. It's a doubleheader, Sugar Bears 6-0 record, David, as we get into this one. This is Terry Shin, David Stiles with you here on WPTL. We're going to have the starting lineups and the start of this basketball game in a minute, folks. Stay with us. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Your child gets a sport injury. Your father suffers joint pain. Someone needs hand surgery or a knee replacement. MedWest Ortho has specialists to take care of almost all your 206 human bones. 9 orthopedic surgeons at Western Carolina Orthopedic Specialist in Clyde and Silva Orthopedic Associates, and 2 spine specialists at Mountain Spine in Clyde. All these skilled doctors provide advanced care for children and adults. Our MedWest Ortho doctors are board certified and experienced. Many have distinguished fellowships. You can see their impressive resumes in our newspaper ads. And visit MedWest online at www.medwesthealth.org. MedWest Ortho brings orthopedic excellence to the North Carolina mountains. Excellence, our passion.
Starting lineup for Pisgah, kind of the usual lineup. We got Micah James out there, jumping center. Mariah Lewis, a six-footer. Number 31, Taylor Gallion, also out there. Kristen Almond, and don't forget Miss Presley. And the tip-off is, and we are underway here. A little bit late start, and right away, Pisgah does not get the tip-off, but they steal as Lewis gets it out to Presley, and we go the other way outside. Presley takes, Sheridan Presley takes a little hop, skip, and a jump, and is called for the travel. So turnover, turnover, and no score yet.
Starting lineup for Franklin, however, is Lindsey Simpson, who is scoring for that. Very good. Maggie Stewart, Vanessa Arusa.
Shot from the perimeter, no good by Arusa, and it's rebounded by the Sugar Bears, defending that undefeated record. And it's Gallion with a little jumper from the right baseline, no good, and it's rebounded easily by Stewart. So here come the Lady Panthers. No score. Just underway here. First quarter action right here on WPTL. It is Simpson with the ball. Gets to a couple defenders. Puts up a shot. No good. Arusa scrambling for the board. Takes it away from Almond of Pisgah. Shot from three-point land is no good. And Almond controls the board this time and yanks it down. Pisgah back on the offense, and it's Lewis finding herself open from 10. Banker from there is no good. Rebound by Stewart. And here comes Simpson down the right side, racing, trying to get by Micah James, and she does, but Micah gets called for the reach-in. And that's the first foul of the game.
James first. The team's first. Lindsey Simpson shooting two.
Has she taken him up on that offer? Misses her first free throw, and she's an excellent shooter, makes the second. So 1-for-2 shooting, and that's the first score, 6:44 on the clock. On the other end, Mariah Lewis in a little trouble, tries to find an open the person to pass to, but it goes right into the hands of number 34, Arusa. She'll bring it across the midline and gets it back to Simpson. With the left hand, she goes around a couple defenders, and a block is going to be called against number 40. Illegal screen there, it looks like.
The team's first.
So one team a foul both ways. Pisgah yet to score, and we're a minute and a half into the first quarter. Presley gets a screen from Amon, works past that, gets down low on the right side, and a whistle away from the ball handler, and it's going to be
the foul's on number 13, Kristen Amon. Her first foul, the team's second.
Well, the officials may be looking for that. They called that on the Panthers just a moment ago. On the other end, Simpson gets a long pass on the run, takes it home. Pisgah unable to recover quickly enough. So it's 3-0 as Galleon down low draws a couple defenders on her. Now it's back out to Amon. Her shot is up with the left hand, no good. There's Lewis for the rebound pull. She's on her knees and it's called for the travel. I think the film on that particular call would show that Mariah probably did not walk. And Pisgah steals the inbound. Here's Amon after Presley knocks it to her, and there's a quick whistle. This foul is going to be against Franklin. And again, it's number 40.
Kristen Amon to the line, shooting two.
Amon will be on the free throw line to shoot a pair and connects on the front end. Pisgah finally on the board and it's 3-1. Lewis and Galleon in the rebounding slots, but there is no rebound. Free throw is good and Pisgah showing a little full court pressure man to man. Simpson easily gets it across the timeline, has to use her elbow to get Micah James off of her, and a shot from outside, no good by Simpson, but the rebound effort is in there by number 33, Stewart. Here's Micah James on the other end. Look at her go, right past Stewart. Stewart got a piece of it, but James finishes and connects on the first field goal for Pisgah here. Makes it 5-4. Franklin with a 1-point lead in the basketball right now as Cheyenne Bennett has checked in. And we'll bring it across the midline. Now to Simpson. Down low right side. Micah James comes out to put a hand in her face. It's man-to-man right now for Pisgah defensively. Rounding the outside loop is Arusa. She'll take it up with the left hand. No good, but it's rebounded by a Panther. Back to Arusa. Her set shot is really off the mark, and Mariah Lewis finally pulls for Pisgah. Outlets to Presley, and here we go. The offense starts over, and here's Amon with a three-pointer set shot from outside. Gets her own board, bank it home, and it's good. Misses the three, but rebounds it and puts up a two. And there's a whistle on the inbounds. Pisgah knocks it away. James, Pisgah looking at this full-court press again, but it's man-to-man, not really a trap, but just man-to-man straight up, and there's going to be a foul against Amon, actually just not able to get out of the way of Cheyenne Bennett as she tried to dribble by. So a foul on Amon. That's the second Pisgah team foul. 4:26 on the clock, and Franklin in the lead, and Simpson, I think, for her first field goal.
That basket by Lindsay Simpson is her 2,000th career point. We would like to congratulate Lindsay Simpson on reaching that milestone.
Well, I'm glad the PA guy knew that.
We
did.
We have a presentation for Lindsay at halftime of the boys' game. Congratulations.
I wonder if the people at home could hear the PA guy. We'll repeat that in case you were unable to hear that off in the distance. But Lindsay Simpson had just scored. That was her 2,000th point in her career, and they're going to do a little award for her at halftime.
It's
2,000 points. That's a boatload of points. 4:20, halfway through the first period. Pisgah down 7-6 with the ball right now. Pisgah and Caitlin Hanna in the lineup for Pisgah right now. Maybe another change too. Galleon fires from outside right at the free throw line and scores from there. A little short jumper. Her sister Brooklyn Galleon also in the lineup right now, as well as Hanna. Storming down the sideline is Stewart. No, make that Arusa. She gets down low on the baseline and loses a handle. Ball bounced and Lewis picks it up and Arusa ties her up. Looks like there's going to be a foul coming though. Arusa.
34, Vanessa Arusa, her first.
Arusa picks up another foul. I think she had a foul earlier. Pisgah on top for the first time, 8-7, and there's another. Boy, I tell you, they are calling some touch fouls tonight. Here's another one.
Yeah, it looks like Sheridan Presley stubbed her finger on that one, but I think she'll be okay. She shakes it off a little bit.
Foul was on number 10, Overholt. But it was really a touch foul, folks, just a little body check. The refs are really calling it close. Ball gets knocked away. A pass from Gallion to Lewis for the Sugar Bears gets knocked away by Arusa. He's had a good game so far defensively, and she's been playing hard, and we'll take a little rest on the bench right there. Did not see who replaced her as Pisgah inbounds, way outside the Gallion, looks at a three, marches up, and decides to get it over to Hannah. She'll take a baseline drive, soft jumper, misses everything. Lewis puts it back, it'll count, and there's a foul on a Panther. Basket is good, Lady Panther number 33, that's Stewart. So Pisgah takes a little three-point lead here after trailing for the first 4 minutes.
And Mariah Lewis can't convert the old-fashioned three-point play.
Well, that was a brick of a shot off to the right. Simpson behind the back dribble across the timeline, brings it down with the left hand. Pushes Gallion away and back outside to Overholt. Overholt with the right hand, takes the right side, loops it underneath, and a shot blocked, attempted by Wallace. Her shot was blocked, picked out, finally pulled down by Pisgah's Lewis. Here come the Sugar Bears. It'll be a shot by Gallion from outside. No good. Lewis with the rebound, and now it'll be Presley with the three-point shot. No good, and Stewart pulls for the Lady Panthers, and they're on the run. Two-on-two are the numbers, but Overholt fires, and the ball jams itself between the goal and the glass. So after they get the ball unjammed, it'll be Sugar Bear ball.
And looks like Leanne Wade is going to check in, as well as Bianca Burnett for the Sugar Bears.
It's kind of hot in the gym. We're up here near the rafters. We're up in the nosebleed, so maybe it's only hot up here, but if it's the same thing down on the floor, these ladies may need lots of rests. The refs are having a hard time getting the ball unjammed. In the boys' game, usually somebody reaches up and knocks it away. Girls' balls, not really. You don't have a big goon,
yeah,
you know, on the girls' squad that can do that.
Unless you're Brittany Griner from Baylor.
Oh, yeah. Well, see the 6'6 girl?
Yeah.
Wait chases the ball to about the half-court line, but there's a whistle first. And she was close to going over and back, but there's an earlier whistle.
And looks like that's going to be on Lindsay Simpson. And Pisgah still hanging on to a three-point lead. 2:32 left to play here in the first period, 10-7.
Nobody will overlook the Sugar Bears this year with a 6-0 record, and Presley marches up strong, misses the shot, and the rebound is going to be tied up.
And Kaylin Hannah get in there fast, tying that basketball up.
Yeah, Hannah with some quick hands ties it up, but the possession arrow will leave it with the Lady Panthers. When the ball gets into the hands of Bennett, she'll bring it down all the way, coast to coast, off the glass, good. Bennett just kept it in control and went all the way down on the right side. On the other end, it's going to be a blocking call on Bennett.
And Burnett was going to take it straight to the cup that time. And Bennett just was not in a very good position to defend her and took her to the ground.
And Burnett did a real heads-up play there. I mean, she realized her defender was on the move, and she leaned right into her and went up with a shot. Missed a shot. But drew the foul and unfortunately misses the first free throw. Second free throw is a little closer. In fact, it hits the mark. Makes Pisgah's lead back to 2 again, 11-9. Full court man-to-man. And with the ball is Overholt, she will get past Burnett and get across the timeline. And Burnett knocks the ball right into the stands, though. Good quick hands.
Simpson being such a scoring threat, when they are having this man-to-man pressure, full-court press, they're putting two ladies on Lindsay Simpson, not allowing her to bring the basketball up and set up their offense. I think it's really good, might get her out of her rhythm. And see, look, they've got two people on her now as they try to inbound the basketball.
Well, that tells you what kind of player Simpson is. Double-teamed from the get-go, and she's on the ball right now, and Burnett is... Man, on her like glue. Look at that. She is dogging her big time and has to get the ball back outside to Cheyenne Bennett, who scored the last points from the right, and she finds herself over there and moves that foot up just a little, and she's called for the travel. So a minute 45. Pisgah takes back over. Presley straight away outside the arc to Almond. Drives right inside. Tries to thread through about three defenders and draws a foul.
One thing about a zone defense is for an offense, it's very easy to penetrate and drive and kick back out. But that zone right there didn't collapse. Almond was able to get into the paint without any kind of impediment on her process. No defender stepped up to make her pass the ball away. So she drew a foul and got a good shot. And she just now hit a foul shot.
Second shot on the way, and it's also there. So the Pisgah lead back up to, let's see if they've changed the scoreboard yet. 13-9. 4-point Pisgah lead. Lady Panthers on a run here with a minute 33 in the first period. And it's Arusa outside to Simpson. She's the one that can hurt you, but so far we haven't heard a lot from her, but she follow away jumpers here and it's good.
Smooth touch.
About 12, 15 feet out on the other end. Wide open, Micah James just outruns the Lady Panther defense and scores right side. Just outruns them. Again, full court pressure will slow down the Lady Panthers, trailing 15-11 right now, under a minute to play in the first period. Overholt to Simpson, fakes right, goes toward the left, and I'll tell you, Burnett's doing a fantastic job on her, but loose underneath is Mariah Wallace. And there's going to be a foul on Overholt, I believe, as she reaches in. Sheridan Presley tries to dribble by. And that is, would you believe, 9 team fouls already against the Lady Panthers? That means 1+1 shooting for Sheridan Presley.
And we're still in the first quarter here, ladies and gentlemen.
So that could hurt the Lady Panthers in the second period, no doubt. First free throw is up and good by the sophomore, Presley.
Smooth touch by the superb sophomore as she drains another one.
Sheridan Presley, not all the time the big scorer, but just about all of the time the playmaker. And it's 17-13 after those two made free throws. 36 seconds on the clock as Arusa with the right hand gets across the line. Now changes over to the left, tries to put it up over Almond. I think Kristen Almond probably will be called for the touch.
And you're correct, sir.
Kristen Almond, her second foul, the team's third.
That will put Arusa on the free throw line. Lady with the long hair. Well, those locks hang way down to the belt line. First free throw is good by Arusa. And it will be Mariah Lewis and Caitlin Hanna down low in the rebounding slots in case there is one. As the second free throw is up, and it is no good, and Lewis does pull for Pisgah. Oh, and she just about threw the ball away. Threw it behind Micah James. She had to turn around to retrieve it. It is a shot by outside by Galleon. It is no good. Rebound Micah James. Bounce passes it back to Galleon. And a shot perimeter no good. Pisgah is rebounded by Simpson. Pisgah's defense is back and knocked away. I guess Hanna knocked it away.
Caitlin Hanna's been hustling very... Her hustle has been up this game. She's been up and down the court a lot. I'm very, very impressed with her play so far. Even though she hasn't really scored, she's been doing some good things off the ball.
We got Mackenzie Galleon and Taylor Galleon. They're triplets, folks. You got to bear with me sometimes. Even though I'm a father of twins, sometimes these kids are hard to figure out. Just got to look at their numbers. First free throw by Lewis is no good. Second one banks in, and she puts up a big smile. I don't think she meant to bank that one. She smiles heavily, but we'll take the point. Long pass, 3.5 seconds on the clock. Shot by Arusa at the buzzer is no good, so Pisgah takes the lead going into the second period. And we'll start that in a minute, folks. It's 18-14. You are listening to Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stop. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back. We're here live in Macon County for another exciting high school doubleheader between conference matchups of Pisgah and Franklin. And right now, Sugar Bears on top by 4, 18-14. And Sugar Bears will start it off, and looks like a foul is going to be called on Mariah Lewis.
Foul to start the quarter off. That's only the fourth team foul, though, and we have more than 10 against the Lady Panthers, so Pisgah in the double bonus as the Panthers overholt brings it across the timeline and throws it into the bleachers. I guess it was intended for Simpson, who was in the vicinity, but not that close, just a wild pass. As Hannah to Presley and Pisgah quickly to Gallion, Taylor Gallion, outside and has to be retrieved by Hannah back at about the half-court line. Back to Gallion, and we only have one Gallion in the lineup right now. And underneath, a little give to Gallion. And there is a whistle and maybe a lane violation. I don't know. Must have been. Didn't see a real indication, but we heard from the official right under the basket. So turnover Pisgah gives it back to the Lady Panthers, who trail by four as we're just underway here in the second period. Dribbling all the way around is Arusa to Simpson. Haven't heard a lot from her. And Lewis and Gallia clamp it, and they call a jump ball tie-up. Possession will leave it with the Lady Panthers, but good defense that time between Lewis and Gallion to tie up Simpson, not allowing her to shoot. The ball comes in, and it's Overhope with the ball. Arusa now standing. Long court cross to Simpson. Outside the arc, but dribbles up for two and nails it.
Tough to defend that. She got good separation from her defender and just put it in on that right, left side block.
On the other end, Micah puts it up. It is no good. Micah James outside now is Hannah's shot. Her set shot is not there, and the ball will be chased out of play. Last touched, it'll be
Lady Panther basketball. Pisgah lead now down to 2, 18-16, 6:38 left to play here in the second period.
The Pisgah faithful, pretty strong. Probably about an hour's drive from Pisgah to get down here. And traveling, called on Valley as she gets the inbound pass. So turnovers actually plaguing both of these teams equally, I think, here in the first half of play. Ball comes in. Sheridan Presley looks for somebody open. It's Micah James down low. They lob it to Hannah. She'll go up right against a defender. Lots of iron. Bounce once, twice. Falls out into the hands of Valley. Lady Panthers will take over. No press this time by the Sugar Bears. They pick them up half court. Presley will work against Arusa. Changes direction and slams right into Hannah, and I think Hannah's going to be called for the block.
Wrong place, wrong time, I think, for Caitlin Hannah. She was there for help side defense, and Arusa just ran right into her.
Arusa's first free throw is good.
14, Leanne Blake, and 32, Brooklyn Gaia checks in for the Bears.
Leanne Waite checking in for Pisgah. Free throw is missed, but the rebound by Valley. And she'll dribble out of the pack to Overholt outside. Micah James on her defensively. They have to bounce pass it over to Arusa. She'll take it with her right hand down low. Presley on her gets down in the baseline.
finds Valley open, puts up an air ball, rebounded by Waite, and here comes Pisgah on the run, but the defense reacts quickly for the Lady Panthers, so the offense will start over from scratch. Micah James on the baseline makes a shot, but is called for the travel first. Another turnover,
full timeout
is wanted by the Lady Panthers, who trail only by one. We'll take a break here. It's Pisgah 18 and the Panthers 17. You are listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Ride that tractor, race that dog sled, or just cover yourself in bottle rockets and blast on over to Bojangles for 99 cents smoked sausage biscuits. Smoked sausage served hot off the grill on a made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuit. Just 99 cents. So, base jump off that skyscraper, cross your arms, nod your head, and genie yourself to Bojangles. Whatever it takes to get some smoked sausage biscuits for just 99 cents. For limited time at participating locations. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Simpson with the dribble after the timeout, and it's a Panther ball. She misses her shot, and there's going to be a double dribble called on Pisgah after they get the rebound. Double dribble on Brooklyn Galleon.
So flip-flop basketball there for a couple of seconds. Back and forth.
Oh, look here. They find Valley open. Oh, but she misses the easy one. Second shot, no good, and it's into the wall. Panther basketball. That shouldn't have been.
Shoot.
On the inbounds, they found Valley was wide open. Nobody, no black-shirted Pisgah player anywhere close to her, but she misses the bunny. Ball comes into Arusa now. Arusa back to Valley, who's been playing some good ball here in the second period. Now Arusa fires from downtown outside. No good. Rebound by Shepherd up and in there. Or Stewart, rather. Maggie Stewart, Pisgah trying to answer on the other end as Micah James finds herself double-teamed. Puts it in the sky anyway, draws the foul. Stewart with her second.
Micah James is very deceiving. When you look at her, she doesn't seem like she would be very quick, but her first step is always fast and in the right direction. She split her defenders, got in between two Lady Panthers, was able to go to the basket and draw the foul.
Cheyenne Bennett checking back in. Played some good minutes earlier. And the second one also rims out of there. And there's Mariah Lewis trying to get the board, though. Nope, doesn't get it. Bennett takes hold of it for the Panthers. And Simpson will bring it across to the mid-stripe. Down low, Overholt fires a real air ball there, but it's rebounded up and no good by Russa. Gets her missed shot and puts it in. First basket for Arusa. She's played hard, but only her first field goal. And there's going to be a foul against the Panthers. Number 10, Overholt. And Overholt's got three.
Not a bad basketball player, Overholt, but she's going to have to come out right here if she wants to keep playing. She's got too many fouls to stay in. Very dangerous when you have three fouls.
First free throw by Sheridan Presley is good.
Back in for the Bears.
Hannah in, and Waite is back on the bench for Pisgah. Second free throw coming. Pisgah behind now, 21-19. They led for about 4 minutes. Second free throw is good by Presley. She has 4 points, all from the free throw line. Halfway through the second period, and Simpson across the mid-stripe right in front of us here, the big red stripe here at the home of the Panthers, whose colors are red and white, and a little soft jumper is good by Valley.
And looks like Coach Holloway is going to take a 30-second timeout. We can keep it here. Just a little reminder, Pisgah Black Bear Basketball is sponsored by MedWest Haywood, Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Single Stop Stores, Bojangles of Canton, it's bow time, and tonight by Haywood Pharmacy in the old Walmart Center.
Okay. Fine lineup of sponsors.
I've got a little bit of a cold. I could use some Walmart
Pharmacy. Yeah, I noticed you sound like you got a couple of grasshoppers stuffed up your nose.
Yeah, a little nasally tonight, but yeah. I feel pretty good. Feel good. And Pisgah now down by 3-20-23. Lady Panther lead with about 4:16 left to play here in the last period of the half.
It'll be Presley to Hannah, who has her heel right on the midcourt line. Now, that's kind of dangerous. Presley is open from three, but quickly the double team meets her, and she marches up, lays it up. No good, but right there's Mariah Lewis sticking it back. Her shot's not there. Here's a shot, not good, and out of bounds off Mariah Lewis's knee. Actually, Arusa caught it and threw it back into bounds and bounced it off of Mariah Lewis. It'll be Lady Panther ball. The Lady Panthers will put it in under pressure from the Pisgah defense. Man-to-man. And they elect to go long to Arusa, who's wide open. Left-handed layup. She makes them look easy. And the Lady Panthers are up 25-20. Pisgah back. They try to answer by putting up a three. It bounces high, no good. And the rebound pull by 32. That's Caitlin Bishop, who is newly in the lineup, the Lady Panthers. Simpson. Little head fake, changes her dribble left to right, but Galleon will not give her any breathing room. So, and here's a knockaway by Hannah, and now a tie-up as Presley comes in.
Hannah's been playing very aggressive here in this game. But she, in the past, she's been a little soft, very good basketball player, but in this game, I feel like her aggression meter has been turned up a few notches.
The aggressive meter. You heard it first right here on WPTL. As Pisgah gets the ball in, Presley double team down low, back out to Hannah. Galleon finds herself open, standing on the arc. It is no good on that line. And rebound Hannah. Nope. Look at this. It is Micah James open. Rebound pull Arusa. Lindsey Simpson working one-on-one with Presley. Presley blocks the shot, and she gets called for the foul. Now that's a little strange. The official right there where the players were did not blow the foul whistle, but it was the guy that was way over here behind them.
I don't know if he got blocked. I mean, from his angle, they were coming in front
right
of
at him.
Him,
yeah.
And Presley was in front of Simpson. The other referee on the left side of the court could see into the block, so he might have had a better vantage point. He might have seen something the other one didn't. But either way, Lindsey Simpson hits the first end of her foul shots.
She has 8 points, make it nine, as she gets both free throws. As we mentioned, she's a danger. She's been double-teamed a lot of the first half here. Presley on the other end gets it to Lewis. Great pass. Lewis makes the shot, but it's not going to count.
And fouls really plaguing the Lady Panthers here early in this game. Maggie Stewart with three fouls. Haley Overholt with three fouls.
And the two on Simpson, by the way. Free throw is good by Presley. She has 5 points, and she'll take them one at a time here in the first half. All five of her points have come from the free place, the free throw line. Second shot is also right on target. So she's got six from there. Having a good first half, but not field goal shooting yet. Simpson will bring it with the left hand up. Gets it over to Arusa. Arusa takes the right hand dribble, and there's going to be a foul against the Lady Panthers.
And looks like that's going to go against number 30, Cheyenne Bennett. A little illegal pick there. Kind of stuck her leg out in a tripping kind of form.
So the player control foul with no shots coming because of that, and they get it down low to Burnett. To Mariah Lewis, banks it no good, and right there is a rebound pull by Simpson. Simpson leading the pack, but Pisgah's defense down very quickly. Bishop with the ball, right hand working against Presley. Arusa, and we've seen that she can penetrate. She's outside the arc right now with the dribble, all the way across the court, and just a Bishop just about loses it as the ball was way over her head. She pulls it in as Presley comes up and tries to jab and steal, and there's a whistle, and there's a, is that a 5 second call?
I think so.
5 second call against the Panthers as Presley's defense pays off.
A little too much time with the basketball there.
And Bianca Burnett with the inbound to Presley. Dribbles between the legs once, twice, and just about has a pass not picked off, trying to get it back to Burnett.
Franklin's in a very extended 1-2-2 zone, a 3-2 zone, with the middle person pulled up to the top. It's very hard to pass around on the perimeter. And they're extended that high.
Down low right side, and that zone pays off. The ball jabbed away by Bishop, picked up by Arusa, and now Simpson. Burnett giving her all the D she wants as it goes over to Arusa. Tall girl that handles the ball very well. And another foul. I tell you, the Panthers are going to foul out here.
23, Brian Wallace, her second foul.
Wallace, her second foul.
Five Panthers with two or three fouls on them. Five Panthers with two or three, and a couple of us, several with one also, as Pisgah with the inbound. Presley underhand scoops a pass to Hannah, and it's up to the score. Man, that was a savvy little underhanded scoop pass right there. And for Hannah, for Caitlin Hannah, that's her first field goal. Lady Panthers still lead. It's 27-24, and another Panther turnover will give it to the Pisgah Sugar Bears. With a minute and 11 left in the half, Pisgah can cut it down to just a one-point Panther lead if they can score here. Down low, three-pointer up. It is no good, and rebound Bishop. Here come the Panthers. They try to work it down, and Gallia knocks it away. It's a good thing she was there, too, because Wallace was open underneath, and she knocks it away into the wall.
Pisgah's had a lot of hustle tonight on defense.
Arusa to Simpson, less than a minute now to play. Franklin has a three-point lead and the ball as Arusa puts up a three, and it's off the front of the iron, bounces high, no good, and the rebound is a battle between Hannah for Pisgah and Wallace for the Panthers, and the tie-up will give it to the Panthers on possession. Inbound, it comes to Arusa. Dribble with the right hand, and she dribbled it off her foot, actually. Gallion picks it up, and she dribbles it out of play. Couldn't quite get the loose ball. And by the time she did, it was laying on the red line.
Couldn't get a paw on it. Just kind of batted it around, and it just rolled right off the end line.
A bear paw, that is. The ball's lobbed inside, and it's a bounce pass, shot up, blocked away by Lewis. Gallion, shot up by Presley. Good, great pass. Lewis to Gallion to Presley for the score. That's the first field goal for Sheridan Presley, the sophomore. She's got 8 points. Under 20 seconds now to play. They lob it inside. Again, Lewis blocks a shot and forces a travel. As Bishop just was intimidated, I think, by Lewis's outstretched arms and ended up traveling. So Pisgah can actually take a lead here at halftime. They trail by one with 12 seconds on the clock, and the Sugar Bears have the ball. Presley looking at that clock. Back comes to Burnett. Now Presley again. 3 seconds. She's going to have to shoot it. She's blocked from behind at the buzzer. So the Lady Panthers do take a lead to the dressing room, but not by much. This has been a very, very good first half if you are a viewer of high school basketball. The lead changed hands once, twice, three times. And Pisgah just about took a lead another time, but fell a little short. So it's 27-26 here at halftime.
Just a little reminder, Pisgah Black Bear Basketball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union, Burger King of Canton, Ken Wilson Ford, MedWest Haywood, and also by Bojangles of Canton. It's boat time.
Well, we're going to add up some stats here for you folks and do a little math and give you some amazing stuff to keep you glued to your speaker there. Welcome, by the way, all of you radio listeners at AM 920 WPTL, and also you internet listeners with our digital stream here tonight at WPTLradio.net. Welcome all of you as you support Pisgah High School basketball. We'll be back with a roundup here of the halftime stats. Stay with us, folks. You are listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Great-great-grandpap Buddy was right touchy about his slow cooking his game over a warm hardwood fire, then basting the meat with his secret sauce to seal in the flavor. Dish can't get in a hurry, he'd say. But when you come to Fat Buddies, you want slow cook served feist. So pit stop platter with your favorite barbecue, couple of side fixings, and you'll be in and out in a half hour. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Welcome back. We're here live in Macon County. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. And if you're just tuning in, a very exciting first half of basketball. A little back and forth. Kind of slow at the beginning, but picked up there toward the end of the first period and the second period. The scoring got started. Lindsay Simpson scored her 2,000th point. So that's kind of big. But
That's really big. And right. She's having a pretty good first half, too. She's in double figures, but we... You know what? The Pisgah defense is really, I think, putting the hammer on the Lindsay Simpson attack because we are not seeing the outstanding offense that we have seen in years past from Miss Simpson. I mean, she's had a good first half. She's got 11 points, but this lady can, I'll tell you, she can hurt you folks if you've not seen her play before.
Very fundamentally sound basketball player. She dribbles the ball well with both hands. She can shoot it off the run, shoot it in traffic. Very good basketball player. But she seems a little bit out of her rhythm. What Pisgah's doing is, on the full court pressure, they're taking the person who's guarding the inbounds passer, the person that's out of bounds throwing the ball in, they're taking it and putting it on her, double-teaming her and not letting her have the ball to go full length of the court. And it's making all the other players for Franklin bring the ball up, set up the offense, and it's really kind of flustering Lindsay Simpson. If you could see her off the ball, she's calling for the ball, they're not passing it to her, she seems a little flustered by this, but she's still in double-digit scoring, which is kind of amazing once you think about it.
She can be really quiet and still get 20 points.
Yeah.
She's an amazing basketball player. And let me run down the stats here for the Lady Panthers, since we're talking about the Panthers here first off at halftime. And in case you've just tuned in, Pisgah trails only by one at halftime. Sugar Bears down 27-26. As we mentioned, Lindsay Simpson with 11. No one even close to that. Maggie Stewart came in, popped up four. Three for Arusa, which I think has the potential of also scoring a lot of points. She's only got three here at the half. But she's got a lot of tools that I can see there. Nikki Valley put up a basket, as did Cheyenne Bennett off the bench, and also Wallace with two. And Overholt, who started, went to the bench early with three fouls. She ended up with 2 points here at halftime. For Pisgah, Sheridan Presley, only one field goal, but 8 points for her. She was on the free throw line a lot, as was Kristen Allman. Her 4 points came from the free throw line. Micah James put up a couple of field goals, and that's her 4. 1 point for Bianca Burnett. 2 points apiece for Kristen Hanna. I thought played some really good defense down there. Taylor Gallion also a 2. And Mariah Lewis missed a lot of inside shots early on. Got one of them and a free throw 2 for her 3 points here at the half.
Some good basketball being played here by these young ladies this evening in Macon County at the Panther Den.
I don't think we mentioned it, David, for the folks there, Terry Shin and David Stiles with you, but the Lady Panthers only have played 2 games prior to this one. They're 1-1. They won over Brevard, and they lost to T.C. Robertson, a big school from Buncombe County.
Very good basketball program this year for both squads. Very tough play against, and I remember seeing a clip of it on the news, and Lindsay Simpson, she had a good game. It's just they came up a little bit short there in the end.
I think one of the fans told me they lost by 5.
Yeah,
so it was pretty good hanging with TCR, 5 points. But once again, Pisgah with a lot more court experience this year coming into this game, 6-0. And they've also played some tough competition from out-of-conference teams over in Buncombe County also. So Pisgah with a lot of court experience over Franklin, but Franklin playing tough here on their home court in front of a small group of fans, but very noisy, very loud and supportive fans here at Franklin High School.
Also, another interesting fact, the JV girls, they're also undefeated. They beat Franklin's JV team 47-24. This JV girls team, every year at Pisgah, I'm just astounded. This JV girls team, they always seem to be very successful, play very good defense, and they don't let a lot of people score.
And, you know, if that translates to varsity play in the next couple of years,
yeah,
we got some more good teams coming up. And this is a phenomenal start for the Sugar Bears, 6-0. I'm not sure when I remember that they started 6-0. It's been a while. It's
been a few years.
It's been a few years. They've had some outstanding seasons, but it's been a while. And the boys, too. It's probably been since that state winning team 4 or 5 seasons back or so that we started out with a 6-0 start like this.
I think my senior year we started off 5-0 and then we lost 5 in a row. We were 5-0 and we came and played Franklin. And then
they finally kicked you off the team and they improved.
No. we were 5-0. We had a five game winning streak. And this interesting fact about this, we went deep in the playoffs that year in football. So our basketball schedule, they had us playing 3 games a week like they are now.
Yeah.
And that is physically tiring on your body. And after 3 weeks of that, you don't have the juice anymore. I mean, it's like you can't move. You're in slow motion. And it kind of bit us in the butt there, so to say. I mean, we were 5-0 to start off. We beat North Buncombe, very good ball club. We played Irwin and beat them. Turned right around, had to play them again. We lost like 5 out of the next 7. It just wasn't good outing. I mean, we kind of got winded there, so to say. So, but this boys team and girls team, both very strong. They've played some tough opponents, both 6-0. I mean,
and that's a
year.
You mentioned football. That's why Franklin only has played 2 games this season. They had an undefeated football team this year, the Panthers did, and they went into the playoffs, and because of the playoffs, they started their season really late this year. Back with the starting of the second half, folks, of this very close contest. 1 point separate the ball clubs. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned. This is Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The Single Stop. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the 4 area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Welcome back. We're here live in Macon County, and Taylor Gallion puts up a little runner on the left side corner and gets it to go. So Pisgah now pulls ahead 28-27 at the beginning of this third period of action here in varsity play, as Arusa now tries to pass it inside to Simpson, and Micah James pulls it away, and she comes down the left side, crosses back over to the middle, pass over to Taylor Gallion now. Back around the horn to Presley, who pulls up for 3. Her shot is good as it lazily trickles through the net. And Pisgah now up by 4, 31-27, as they get it into Valley. Now back to Arusa, who's been bringing the ball up most of the time for the Lady Panthers. She gets it over to Simpson on that right wing. Stewart setting a pick for her. Simpson really not having any space. Dribbles it off of her knee. Picked up by Presley. Presley down the right side all by herself and lays it in. And looks like a full timeout is going to be called by Coach Hartmanster. And we'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Bojangles presents It's Bow Time. Rule 14, bring a big bow box stuffed with chicken, biscuits, and tea, and your tailgating pals will end up the same way. Rule 34, hungry tailgaters shouldn't think outside the box. Not when there's chicken, biscuits, and tea inside the box. Introducing the new big bow box, the easy way to feed your whole group. Pick up the 12-piece Super Tailgate Special, and you'll get 12 pieces of chicken, 6 biscuits, 3 picnic fixings, and a half gallon of tea. All for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
And Overholt now with the basketball, bringing it up to the Lady Panthers after that timeout. Guarded closely by Presley. Simpson trying to get a little bit of space, and she's guarded by James. Not really having any room to breathe at all as she drives down that left side, tries to put up a little runner, and it's no good. Ball tipped, but picked up by Overholt. Back to Simpson, who pulls up for a three, and her shot is way short, and it's picked up by Allman. Ahead to Presley now. Taylor Gowney, a little stutter step move, and blocked out of bounds by Arusa.
Whoa. Woo. Rejected out of bounds by Arusa.
I don't even think she had to jump full height. Just kind of looked like volleyball.
Pisgah's defense still doing an excellent job of keeping Lindsay Simpson in check. I mean, she's got 11 points, but that's not a lot for Simpson.
Presley inbounding to James. Taylor Gallion pulls up for three. Her shot is a little short and rims out. Ball picked up by Valley. She gives it up to Arusa. Arusa now looking ahead, but electing to set up the half-court offense. Dribbling down to her left, and it's poked away. And tries to pass it over to Overholt, but a foul is going to be called on Taylor Gallion.
Taylor Gallion, her first. The team's first.
Inbounded to Arusa, now back over to Overholt. Inside to Valley. Valley at the high post at the elbow. Dribbles it back out from the perimeter, trying to get it to somebody. She picks up her dribble, guarded closely by Kristen Altman, and she throws it out of bounds in desperation, trying to get it to Arusa. But no one was open for her to pass it to.
And I think she kind of lost her cool and just actually... Nobody was there to pass it to, and she lost her cool and just threw it out of bounds. Simpson to the bench for a little rest. That's a little unusual. You know, Ben Simpson may be under the weather a little bit. That's occurred to me here. She seems to be a little slow.
Inside pass to Lewis. Her shot is no good. Rebounded by Maggie Stewart. Stewart now passing it up to Arusa. Arusa bringing it across the halfway mark over to Overholt. Overholt now back to Arusa. Arusa dribbles into the right, and it's off of Taylor Gallion. She kind of poked it out of the hands of Arusa as she tried to drive in on that right side.
Good quick hands by Gallion.
Overholt now tries to inbound it to Stewart. Stewart loses the ball, and then it's tied up on the floor, and looks like possession arrow is going to be in favor of the Sugar Bears.
You don't see that often. The possession actually was between the 2 feet of Mariah Lewis had TV on the brain, and number 30, Cheyenne Bennett. The feet of one player in the hands of another.
Over to James now on that left corner, but her pass is batted away by Cheyenne Bennett. She gets the ball on the right side and goes up over Micah James to the score and the foul. So she's going to get 3 points the hard way as she put it up and in. The Pisgah still with a little bit of a lead, 33-29 right now. And Lindsay Simpson checks back into the ball game as Arusa takes a quick break. And Bennett's shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Stewart. Over to Simpson, who pulls up wide open from the right wing and drains a three-pointer. Franklin within one now, but Micah James puts up a little runner on the right side. Over to Franklin defenders and gets it to go. So Pisgah now back up by three.
I think that is the sixth lead change so far in the game.
Overholt now dribbling it across. She a little handoff to Simpson. Simpson on the left side dribbles in. Makes a little bit of space. Her shot up and no good. Rebounded by Allman. who passes it around a defender to Galleon. Galleon now a little Euro step with a little up and under shot, and it's no good. Rebounded by Valley, and now Simpson bringing it across that halfway mark. Little pass fake there. Now over to Overholt. Simpson cuts through the lane. Overholt passes over to Stewart. Stewart with a little handoff pass to Simpson now. Simpson on that extended right wing. She dribbles to the middle of the court with a left hand. Little jump stop. Passes it to Bennett, who almost loses control, but regains at about midcourt. Bennett now dribbling left. Little pass inside to Overholt on the back door. Pulls back out to the corner. Now high post to Stewart. Simpson now back at the top of the key. Faced up by Micah James. Simpson trying to get a little bit of room, but passes it over to Overholt. Overholt tries a crossover, and it's backcourt, and it rolls out of bounds. It'll be Pisgah basketball. And looks like Kaylin Hanna and Brooklyn Galleon will check in as Mariah Lewis and Micah James take a little break. Inbound pass to Presley. Back to Taylor Galleon. Pass outside to Hannah, but before the pass, looks like a walk is going to be called on Taylor Galleon. And Franklin will inbound it now. To get it into Bennett. And it's almost taken away from her by Taylor Galleon, but Bennett maintains possession. Now a little spin move at the middle of the court. She loses the ball, and it's tied up between Bennett and Galleon. And looks like possession error will favor the Lady Panthers.
Man, Taylor Galleon just kept going and jabbing and jabbing and moving and spinning, and she didn't. She was just relentless there with that defense, and finally tied it up.
Get it into Valley, and then she hands it off to Overholt, who drives to the right and puts up a shot and draws the foul on Taylor Galleon.
Overhaul at the line shooting
2. Shot is up and rims out.
Overholt will shoot 2. She got a field goal in the first half. That's her only score.
Shot is up and no good. Rebound by Allman. Outlet pass to Presley. Presley transition pass up to Galleon. Back to Presley for 3, and it's no good. Rebounded by Bennett. Kicking it ahead to Lindsey Simpson. She's got 3 Pisgah defenders down there. A little pump fake. Her shot's up. No good. Rebounded by Stewart, but she loses control. Picked up by Allman. Allman now taking it down the court for the Sugar Bears. Left-handed drive. Her shot is up and just a little long, but she draws a foul on Valley.
Yeah, the shot was a little strong, and that's because she had a couple of defenders hanging around.
Kristen Allman.
Trying to force that shot up. The shot was a little strong, but she drew the foul. That's good. 2 free throws coming, and the first one looks easy. Kristen has one of those free throws. She doesn't take a lot of time, just gets it from the ref. Good backspin, and just drops them in.
Not a lot of time to think about it. Just catch, shoot, fundamentals.
Yep, same thing right there. Boom. Both free throws are good. She has 6 points, all from the free throw line.
Marusa now bringing it across the halfway mark. Pisgah defender fell. I believe it was Presley, but her shot's no good. Rebounded by Taylor Galleon. Taylor Galleon now passing ahead to sister Brooklyn Galleon. Brooklyn now dribbling into the middle of that Franklin defense, and it's taken away by Stewart. Pass ahead to Simpson. She goes up and puts it in on the left side over Taylor Galleon and draws the foul as Franklin pulls it in 3 now.
Third foul, team's 4th, number 23, Mariah Wallace.
37-34, Sugar Bear lead. And Simpson could cut it down to 2 right here with this foul shot. Shot is up and good. And looks like Micah James will check in for Taylor Galleon.
Taylor Galleon picked up 3 fouls here already in the second half.
Presley now passing over to Allman. And looks like it's through the hands of Presley. She tried to pass it back. Picked up by Arusa. Arusa on the left side puts up a shot and it's good. Quickly inbounded to Presley though. Micah James now on the run. She gets a pass down low to Caitlin Hanna in transition on the left side. Almost stolen away by Taylor Gallion, but they got it in, and it's poked away by Caitlin Hanna. Lindsey Simpson picks it back up, though, on that right wing. Now pass over to Arusa inside to Bennett. Bennett looking inside, dribbling back to midcourt. Gets it over to Simpson. Simpson being guarded by Brooklyn Gallion. It looks like a foul is going to be called on number 23. Ryan Wallace. And her third foul is easy. Another one of those player control fouls. Illegal screen on the Lady Panthers.
And we've seen a lot of those calls here in this ladies' game.
Presley passing it to James. Now back to Almond. Almond, a little shot fake, goes up, and it rolls out. Rebounded by Caitlin Hanna, who tries to put it up, and it will be tied up between Maggie Stewart, Caitlin Hanna, and Bennett. And it'll stay Sugar Bear basketball.
I think Hanna wanted a foul called that time, but thought the defender was hanging on her.
Presley inbounds to James. Passes over to Brooklyn Gallion. Her shot is up and no good. Ball tip, rebounded by Caitlin Hanna. A little underneath pass to Almond. Her shot no good. And looks like a foul is going to be called on...
probably Almond.
Kristen Almond. And we are correct.
Foul on number
13. Over the back.
Kristen Almond, her third foul. The team's...
and looks like the freshman Sarah Johnson will check in for the Black Bears. And also number 22, Mackenzie Gallion, checks in for the Sugar Bears. Some fresh legs here for Pisgah. As they get it into Arusa, Franklin does. Now back to Bennett. Get it across the halfway mark. A little handoff to Simpson now on the left side. It seems like she likes that left-handed drive more. But this time she passes it up to Arusa at the top of the key. 48 seconds left to play. Picked up by Johnson. Johnson tries to pass it ahead. Deflected by Arusa. Picked off by Bennett. Simpson now driving to the left. She puts up a shot. Rebounded by Wallace. Blocked by Johnson. Johnson now passes it ahead to James. James passes it ahead to Brooklyn Gallion, and she lays it in. And now a pass tried to ahead for Wallace, but almost picked off by Johnson. But Wallace gets it back and then goes up on the right side. Johnson fouls her as Wallace puts it in. And as Wallace steps to the charity stripe, her shot is up, no good. Rebound by Johnson. And she gets it ahead to Micah James. 17 seconds left. 41-39 is the score. Pisgah lead. They get over to Mackenzie Gallion. Now to Johnson. Over to Brooklyn Gallion. She looked at a shot but didn't take it. Back to Micah James now at the top of the key. 5 seconds left. Over to Brooklyn Gallion. 3 seconds left. Back to James. James drives in. Puts up a shot and it's blocked away by Arusa. So Pisgah was holding for a last shot there, but it got blocked away by Franklin. Arusa with a good defensive play there. Pisgah still leads, though, by 2, 41-39. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back for fourth quarter action. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Things are really buzzing around Midwest Haywood, Midwest Harris, and Midwest Swain. It's all about Busby Wellness. He has rock hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Busby Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Midwest Health System. Buzz's motto is Be Well, Be Fit. It's a natural slogan for Midwest Wellness Program. After all, bees are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at MedWest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
Welcome back. Starting up the fourth quarter, Pisgah leads 41-39 as Franklin inbounds it. Lindsey Simpson with the basketball, dribbling to her right, guarded by Bianca Burnett. She gets it over to Arusa. Arusa now dribbling right, little reverse spin, and it's off of her foot. and looks like it will be Sugar Bear basketball. Presley now bringing it across, 7:41 left to play here in the contest. Thought she was going to pass it to Johnson, but over to Burnett. Back to Presley. Presley looks at a shot, and before she can dribble, it looks like she picked up the wrong foot. And
I just, you see me shaking my head. That was not a walk. That was not a walk, ref. You know what?
Fake.
Players make mistakes, and so do the refs. That's the way I look at it, right. But they did. Unfortunately, that little mistake was against Pisgah.
So Franklin with the ball now. They get it into Maggie Stewart. No one guarding her. She's going to dribble it up, but she hands it off to Lindsay Simpson. Simpson loses the ball. Very rare for her.
Oh.
She kicked it almost. And
then Simpson held a hold of Burnett, Bianca Burnett, so she couldn't get to the ball. Pisgah fans on their feet about that one.
Overholt now on that right wing, guarded by Presley, trying to make some space, but she can't make any. She picks up her dribble, got a little handoff to Lindsay Simpson. Simpson a little crossover back to her left. She's going to try to get to that left side. She likes driving to that left side, but looks like she gets down the corner and she's fouled by Burnett. Looks like a hand-checking violation will be called on the senior. And Bianca Burnett has played her very well.
She's played excellent defense on Simpson.
Come off the bench, played very, very hard-nosed defense against this 2,000-point scorer in Lindsay Simpson. And she hits another foul shot, gives her 18 on the night, and cuts the lead to one. As Pisgah now hangs to a one-point lead, 41-40. Shot is up and good, and everything tied up now here in the Panther Den at Franklin. As Presley brings it across the halfway mark, passes it inside to Burnett. Little lob pass into Lewis, and before she can get the ball to Taylor Gallion, she stepped on the end line out of bounds. Her momentum just carried her out of bounds from that pass from Burnett.
Almost a good play. Close is only good in horseshoes. And a steal.
Steal by Presley. Her shot is up and no good. And she is fouled by Overholt. And blatantly, she just took it from her.
That is four fouls on Overholt.
Her fourth foul.
Panthers had so many team fouls in the first half, and they've been good here in the second half.
And Presley shot up and no good. And looks like the clock was running for a couple of seconds. So they might try and reset the game clock. They do. To 6:33 as Presley with a rare miss from the foul line.
Yeah, she's got 13 points, and half of them came from the free throw line here in the game.
Shot is up, and this one is true. Goes through the nylon. Stewart now inbounds to Simpson. Simpson dribbling to her right. She gets it across the halfway mark. Burnett very close on her. She drives in on the right, puts up a shot, no good. Simpson gets her own rebound, puts up another one, no good. Rebounded by Stewart. Stewart goes to the right and puts it in on the block. And here comes Pisgah. They pass it inside to Lewis, but she can't hang on to the basketball, and it goes out of bounds. As Pisgah now trails by a point and looks like a timeout is going to be called for Franklin, and we'll keep it here. And Terry, tell us about our fine sponsors.
I certainly will, David. In fact, I have a list of them here, including Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Also, the Single Stop Store has been with us a lot of seasons. Midwest Haywood, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, and tonight by Haywood Pharmacy.
Fine sponsors of Pisgah Black Bear Basketball. And thank you for tuning in and listening to us banter back and forth a little bit about high school basketball. We appreciate you so much.
With the Panthers back on top here by 1 point, that means the lead change has been 7 times here tonight. That's what kind of ball game this has been, folks.
And Franklin will inbound it now. And let's see, they still go with that double team on Simpson as Arusa now has the ball. And she's guarded by Taylor Gallion, and Taylor Gallion draws a foul as she tried to force Arusa out of bounds, and that's four on Taylor Gallion. Pisgah still trailing by a point, 42-43.
checking in for Pisgah.
And Pisgah's defensive scheme, I thought, has been very successful. I mean, 43 points, that's not a lot of points in a varsity matchup game. I mean, not a whole lot of points, but still.
6 minutes left to play. 6 minutes. And Arusa takes free throw number one. So Vanessa Arusa, a freshman. I don't think we've mentioned that. She's a freshman. She's got 6 points.
Now, her shot is up and good.
So now seven.
Presley bringing it across the halfway mark. Little crossover. And it's deflected off of her knee and picked up by Valley. As Arusa now has the ball, dribbling across the halfway mark. Little reverse dribble there. Gets it over to Simpson. Simpson, a little ball fake. Dribbling back to her left. She really likes going to her left side. Crossover back to her left now. Tries to go in over Almond. Puts up a runner. No good. Rebound by Stewart. And her shot is up and good. And the lead now increases to 5 for Franklin as it's 47-42 with about 5 minutes left to play. As Almond goes in the middle of the lane and puts up a shot, and it's good. And the basket will count. And she draws the foul on Lindsay Simpson. Her third foul of the evening. So, Almond trying to get 3 points the hard way here as she hits the runner in the lane.
And we need it. We're down.
And shots up, no good. Rebounded by Valley as they get it over to Simpson. Simpson now on that left side. Dribbling. Pulls up over to Valley. Valley now hands it back to her. Simpson dribbling to the right at the wing. Looking inside, gets it over to Arusa on the corner. Arusa now dribbling back to the left, pulls up for a little jumper, and it's no good. Rebounded by Presley. And here comes the Sugar Bears. Pass inside to Lewis. Lewis, a little stop. And it's up, and looks like a foul is going to be assessed to number 34, Vanessa Arusa.
Arusa, her second foul. That's the team's fifth.
As Mariah Lewis steps to the line to shoot two. Her shot up and banked in again.
Well, maybe a bank shot is common for her from straight away. She did that earlier.
Second one's up, and this one is nothing but net as it goes through. Lead back to one now for Franklin as Bennett has the ball, trying to dribble across the halfway mark. She passes it up to Arusa on the left side. She pulls up for a jumper about 10 feet and nails it. So Franklin back up by 3 now as Presley comes across the halfway mark. Pass outside to James. James thought about a shot. She pulls up and it's no good. And Almond pulls the ball out of the hands of Stewart, but her shot is no good. And Bennett now brings it across the halfway mark. A little underhand pass to Simpson. Simpson puts up a shot, and it's no good, and really complaining to the referees about not having a foul called. But I thought that was good defense by Kristen Almond. She was straight up. She didn't jump with her. She used her arms. She just knocked the ball out of her hands. Arusa now on that right wing. Maggie Stewart now with it at the top of the key. Passes back over to Simpson. Simpson dribbling over to Arusa. Swung around the perimeter now to Bennett. Bennett on that left wing. She looks like she's going to pass it, and she does. She gets it over to Arusa. Now inside to Valley. Valley pulls up for a jumper. Her shot rattles in and out. Rebounded by Stewart, who puts up a tough one between three Pisgah defenders and puts it in. Sheridan Presley now, quick pass over to James. And James called for the offensive foul. She charges right into number 30, Cheyenne Bennett. And Bennett hit the deck hard. Foul.
Timeout on the court. We'll take a break. Pisgah has fallen back a little. But you know what? We got 3:41 to play. Let's take a break. We'll be back. 51-46. You're listening to Sugar Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Why waste extra time and gas driving to your pharmacy? Use Haywood Pharmacy in the old Walmart Center. Jeff Ferguson invites you to enjoy quick, friendly, personal service only an independent can provide. Haywood Pharmacy accepts all insurances. We'll transfer your prescriptions, and you can shop closer to home. Haywood Pharmacy at the old Walmart Shopping Center next to the UPS store. Call 454-5455.
During the break, we're getting a little show from the third in this state in 2A schools, the Pisgah and had one of their stunts kind of crumple there. So a little bit of humor. Glad to see the young lady was okay, but
they were holding up the boards P, H, and S, and the S fell.
A little bit of unfortunate luck there for the Flyer on top of that one.
Pisgah needs a comeback. They trail by five.
Franklin gets it into Arusa. Arusa, quick pass over to Simpson. Simpson dribbling to the left. She puts up a shot, and it's no good. Ball batted, picked up by Arusa. Her shot no good. And Presley comes up the basketball and tries to pass it ahead to Brooklyn Galleon, and Arusa coming out of nowhere, smacking it out of bounds with a good defensive ball deflection.
I don't know if Arusa is everywhere or whether just that unusual name stands out, but, I mean, this freshman seems to be all over the place.
Very tall, quick, agile player in Arusa, but Presley pulls up for a shot. Her shot no good. Rebounded by Stewart, and she gets it over to Simpson. And it looks like Simpson's going to try and slow it down a little bit as she's at almost midcourt. Now she dribbles to the left and picks up her dribble pass over to Bennett. Almost picked off by Micah James. Now over to Arusa, guarded by Presley. Arusa now reversing her dribble, taking it back in the left hand. Dribble in the middle of the court. Pass over to Bennett. James went for a steal, but she doesn't get it. And Bennett puts up a little runner from the elbow on the left side, and it goes. 53-46, Franklin lead, as Franklin still sitting back in this zone. Gets it over to Almond. Over to Brooklyn Galleon. Excuse me, Taylor Galleon. Her shot up on that left corner is good. But they get it into Simpson with a behind-the-back dribble now. Gets it back to the left. And now on that left corner, guarded by Taylor Galleon. And they're at midcourt, and Taylor Galleon still very close defense on her as it's now kicked over to Bennett. And Sheridan Presley tried to poke it away from Bennett from behind, but Bennett maintains possession. She gets it over to Stewart. Stewart faced up by Kaylin Hanna, and they try and hand it off to Simpson, and it's knocked out of bounds by Taylor Galleon. So Pisgah playing some very intense defense right here. They really need some turnovers. They're down 53-48 with about 2 minutes left to play here in the fourth. As Simpson now has the ball, she's trying to dribble down that right side, kind of backing her opponent down, a little spin move. She gets in the middle, passes over to Valley, back outside to Arusa. So they'll set the offense up and go at it again. Over to Bennett now on that right corner, guarded by James, and looks like a 5-second call is going to be called on Bennett. She just didn't get rid of the basketball fast enough, didn't dribble. And
well, the double team and everybody covered, and Pisgah played good defense that time, forcing the 5-second call.
Presley now dribbling to the right, passes back to Almond. Almond thought about a three, but passes it back to Galleon. Galleon tries to pass inside to Hanna, but it's picked off. And now an outlet pass over to Simpson. Little Euro step in the middle of the lane, and she gets it to go. 55-48, Franklin lead as James now with the ball. Back to Presley. Presley, a little pump fake, who gets it over to Hanna. Hanna shot a little strong, rebounded by Stewart. And Arusa now with the ball. A minute left to play. And Sheridan Presley going to foul Arusa as she goes left and tries to get it across the halfway mark.
Now we got one plus one shooting here. So Arusa will be shooting a one and one. And let me check her. Well, she's been on the line three other times. Or twice. Hit three free throws.
Good shooter's touch rattles in. Not good news for Pisgah as they still trail 56-48. Trail by eight now.
We're down to minute four.
And hits another one down by nine. A minute two seconds left to play as Presley pulls up for three. Her shot no good. Rebounded by James. They get it out to Almond. Almond, a little runner in the lane, and she gets it to go, and Pisgah will call a full timeout. So we'll take a quick 30-second break, and we'll be right back. And you're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Four of you and your buddies set in on one of Fat Buddy's smoking combos. Might just want to warm up on one of their starting line specials. Big order of tater skins, Carolina chicken tenders, fresh fried mushrooms, fried pickle, basket of baby back ribs, a starting line sampler, or onion loaf. Food's so good, make y'all squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Seconds, and the Sugar Bears are down by 7. This is going to be tough. They're undefeated. You know, we've come back before in the past couple of minutes, you know, of play. They're a good second-half team. Lots of talents and some outside shooting. And we need all of that with 53 seconds on the clock, David.
Would hate to see a repeat performance of the JV boys who lost their contest just by a couple points, 56-57. As Franklin gets it into Simpson, and she's not the one you want to foul. You got to make her pass the ball up, foul another player. You're in the double bonus all well. She gets trapped. She's trying to get it away, and it's stolen by Pisgah. Sheridan Presley with the basketball, dribbles into the middle of the paint. She puts up a shot and is fouled. So Presley will get to go to the charity stripe. And 37 seconds, so about 20 seconds elapsed off the clock there. As Presley trying to decrease the Lady Panther lead. First shot is up and good for Pisgah.
This is how you want to make points. You want to make them with the clock stopped.
Down by 6 now. Her second shot is up and good. And Mariah Lewis will check in for Caitlin Hannah. And Coach always saying, stay close right here. Might have to put you back in. 37 seconds left. They get it into Simpson. They double team her. She tries to dribble out of it, and she calls a timeout. 32 seconds left to play. So,
32 seconds and 5 points separate the teams. But you know, if Pisgah can steal, pop a three all at once, you got a 2-point game.
Yeah.
So
still not very close contest here in Macon County tonight at Franklin High School.
So Pisgah, the Sugar Bears, not ready to taste defeat right just yet. Tonight's game sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, the Single Stop Stores, also by Bojangles of Canton that always like to tell you that it's bow time, and tonight by Haywood Pharmacy in the old Walmart Center.
We really need to ramp up the defensive intensity right here on this play. I don't know if you leave the inbound passer. No, they're not going to. They're going to put Mariah Lewis on the inbound passer. Try and make this as difficult as possible. They get it in, and it's stolen by Taylor Gallion. Her shot's up and good. So they're going to have to inbound it again, and a timeout is going to be called, 30-second timeout by Coach Brandon Holloway.
Well, now 3 points separate the clubs. Now Pisgah with a steal and a three-pointer can tie the ballgame.
So things look like they're going the way of Pisgah. The tides are flowing back to the Pisgah side. Momentum's shifting a little bit. But still, Franklin with a three-point lead right here with only 27 seconds. Lindsey Simpson, even if Pisgah does get up, Lindsey Simpson, still a very dangerous threat to score at the end of the ball game.
You would think that they would try to screen and get Simpson open, and Pisgah's going to be forced to foul Simpson with only 27 seconds on the clock, and that's not who you want to foul,
no.
but you're going to have to foul whoever gets the ball.
Looks like they've deviated away from double-teaming Simpson, and they're kind of guarding the inbounds passer now. No way, they still double-teaming her. They get it into Valley, back to Stewart, over to Bennett. 23 seconds left, and wide open is Valley on the other side. They broke the press beautifully. 59-54, 16 seconds left as Micah James gets it over to Almond. Almond puts up a three, and it's no good. Rebounded by Presley. Back to Almond. Her shot is good, and 6 seconds left, 3-point lead. And looks like another timeout by Coach Holloway. And the outcome looking bleak now for Pisgah. 5 seconds left to play here in the first period.
They actually may taste defeat after all.
Which I think is not bad, but I mean, it's still a conference game, but sometimes it's good to lose one early. I mean, it helps to show that you're not invincible, but still, they started off very strong, and I'd like to see them be 7-0, but things just look bleak right now. 5 seconds left to play, 59-56. Franklin up by three.
And you know, when you lose to a good team, that's one thing.
Yeah.
When you lose to a bad one, that's another. And right now, my biased opinion, and I'm trying to be unbiased, but it's probably biased. I think Pisgah's the best team here.
They I do too.
This would be unfortunate if they lose this one because I think they're a better team.
I mean, Franklin has weapons. They have some good players. But all around, I think chemistry and togetherness basketball, team basketball, it's Pisgah with that. I think they're more suited than Franklin is.
Here we go. 5 seconds.
Bennett trying to inbound. It's stolen by Lewis, but taken away by Stewart. And looks like they're going to foul Lindsey Simpson. And only 0.8 seconds left to play. And looks like the Panthers are going to narrowly escape tonight in a win.
59-56.
Simpson shooting 2 shots.
Lead changed hands 7 or 8 times. I lost track.
Shot is up and good. And that puts things a little bit out of reach. If they weren't already for Pisgah. Only 0.8 seconds left. So about enough time to catch and shoot. And second shot is up and good. And that really ices the basketball game. 61-56 into Presley. She throws up a prayer and it's short. So Pisgah gets their first loss of the season tonight by the Lady Panthers, but still a good effort by the Sugar Bears. They lose this contest 61-56. Hard-fought effort by the Sugar Bears, and we'll be right back to wrap things up and have the starting lineups for varsity boys action here in Macon County. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton, and by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler. Proud supporters of Pisgah Bear Sports. MSI Cash and Carry, Smoky Park Highway in Candler, is saving area churches 10% off all paid orders. Don't wait, call now, 667-9624. That's 10% your church can use in other ways. MSI Cash and Carry is this area's full-line food service since 1973. Ask about their simple and superb supper with beef pot roast and all the trimmings for an average of only $3 per meal. Merry Christmas from MSI Cash and Carry in Candler.
Sugar Bears face their first loss.
Tough
to the
loss,
Franklin Panthers. It was a tough loss. I thought they were a better team, but Franklin came on when they needed to. And, you know, I think somebody instrumental, of course, Lindsey Simpson was the leading scorer in the second half over both teams. But, you know, I thought the inside game of Maggie Stewart, 3 rebounds and 3 field goals, bang, 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 right there midway through the second or the fourth quarter, I thought turned things around for them.
And not just cupcake rebounds either. Rebounds in between 2 and 3 Pisgah defenders. Very tough rebounds. And Pisgah did a good job. I mean, they boxed out. They played hard defense. It just came up a little bit short tonight. I mean, it happens to everybody. And Franklin just narrowly escaping tonight with a win, I think.
It'll be interesting for the rematch coming up after the holidays when Franklin visits the Bear Den. And I assure you, the Bears will not be hibernating when these Panthers come to camp. 56-61 was the final, folks. The Lady Panthers defeating the Sugar Bears tonight. That makes Pisgah 6-1, and the Lady Panthers 2-1 in their younger season. Their season delayed because of the football playoffs. Individually, we'll check the Sugar Bear tally in just a second. We'll tell you that Lindsey Simpson led everybody tonight with 23 points. Even though she was a little quiet, I was even wondering if maybe he was under the weather a little bit, but how can you say that when you knock off 23 points? 2 for Overholt in the first half, 4 Wallace, 6 for Bennett, Maggie Stewart started, and I thought her 10 points was very strong and very important. 11 for Arusa, the freshman. And I think this lady's going to be a tough one in years to come.
Franklin's going to be very poised in the future. I mean, they've got a lot of young players. I mean, Maggie Stewart's just a junior. Arusa, just a freshman.
They're going to be strong in years to come. And Nikki Valley added 4 points. The way the game started, Pisgah actually started off with a little bit of a lead. They led 16-14 at the end of one. At halftime, Pisgah down by one. That's how close it was. The lead changed hands several times in the third period, but Pisgah led it 41-39 going into the fourth quarter. And then the Panthers clawed their way, scoring 22 points. In fact, outscoring the Sugar Bears 22-14 in the final period to come up with that 61-56 score there for the final and for their big win. And that was a big win for the Lady Panthers over the Sugar Bears. That was a big win, beating an undefeated team like that.
That makes them 2-0 in the conference.
That is true. Again, they defeated Brevard and now Pisgah. For Pisgah, Sheridan Presley, what can I say? She had 8 points in the first half, and she ended up with 16, so she got 8 in both halves. Her play was consistent. She's the go-to lady. She's the one you can depend on. Lots of steals, even a few rebounds to add to that mix. 12 points for Kristen Almond. A lot of those, let's see, 4, 5, 6 from the free throw line. So half of her 12 points from the free throw line. Taylor Gallion almost fouled out there. She got 4 fouls all in the second half. 8 points for her is her tally. Mariah Lewis added 5. 1 field goal out of that. 6 for Micah James, who played her usual very dependable, solid defensive basketball game. Bianca Burnett, I thought Bianca,
she did a fabulous job tonight.
She had to play Simpson, who got the 23 points.
Taylor Gallion was guarding Simpson at the beginning of the ball game. Gallion gets in foul trouble, and Bianca Burnett comes off the bench, does a fabulous job. Really, you can really see, if you could see Lindsey Simpson's face, really flustered in some moments of the game. Bianca Burnett, hats off to her tonight. She played
Burnett
very
just
well.
Not let her loose. I mean, Burnett stayed right on her and ended up with only 1 point, but defensively she had a big job to do here tonight. And we didn't mention Caitlin Hanna, the senior off the bench, had a field goal in the first and second half for her 4 points, and Brooklyn Gallion had 2. I think that rounds out the Pisgah scoring.
If I could pick someone to watch, though, to start coming on and playing a lot stronger, be Caitlin Hanna. She played very well tonight. On the defensive end of the court, I mean, offense will come in time. She's been out of basketball for a little while. She's a very good volleyball player. She played basketball her freshman and sophomore year. Didn't play last year, so kind of ebbing back into things, I feel like.
But, you know, she doesn't score a lot, and she maybe doesn't do a lot of fantastic things, but she doesn't make mistakes.
No.
She's a very dependable kind of player. She doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and what she does well. And once again, she back to the Midway Report, brought to you tonight by MSI Food Service. You stay tuned. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Attention all churches, MSI Cash and Carry in Candler is giving back to our community by saving churches 10% off all paid orders for your dinners and functions. Choose from over 10,000 items and save 10%. MSI Cash and Carry has served our area since 1973. So buy local, buy now, and save now. Local churches call 667-9624. 667-9624. Merry Christmas from MSI Cash and Carry in Candler.
Welcome back to the Midway Report, and a big thanks to the MSI Food Service people for our sponsor of the Midway Report tonight. David, this is a conference game. We also have a conference game, I believe, on Friday night.
Yeah, against Wes Henderson, and that conference matchup will be at home. Pisgah already, they beat Inca. Hold on, excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're 6-0 right now. We beat East Henderson again and Irwin again. We haven't played Inca again, but the boys are 6-0, and they're going to play West Henderson, and then they'll get to play Inca again. And so some fabulous matchups coming in here at the end of December, some good conference matchups. West Henderson always plays Pisgah very tough, and then after Inca again, we're going to have North Buncombe at home, and then a Christmas tournament at Cherokee. So come out and support the Black Bears. Some fine games here at the end of the year in December.
And this is the last time we'll be on the air, even though there's a few games coming up before Christmas. This is the last game because of scheduling and many, many things at the station. This is the last broadcast
game. Take a little holiday.
Holiday early, but not the team. So this is the last broadcast game before the holiday break. But once again, Pisgah playing West Henderson at home on Friday. Next week, Tuesday, Friday games include that Inca away and the North Buncombe at home. And some big tough games for this undefeated Pisgah team. And will they be undefeated after tonight?
I don't know. North Buncombe, not the North Buncombe of the past, is still very tough basketball team to play anywhere, for that matter, at home or at North Buncombe. And then Inca, very tough opponent. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Area churches do what other churches are doing in our area. They save 10% off all paid orders from MSI Cash and Carry in Candler. For everything you need for all of your church dinners and functions, call MSI Cash and Carry now at 667-9624. Choose from over 10,000 products available and save your church 10% today. Call 667-9624. And Merry Christmas from MSI Cash and Carry, Smoky Park Highway in Candler. The Midway Report, brought to you by the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton, and by MSI Cash and Carry, 1466 Smoky Park Highway in Candler, proud supporters of Pisgah Bear Sports.
Welcome back. We're here live in Macon County at Franklin High School for another great varsity matchup in boys action now. The girls played right before this, lost their contest just by 5. Very close contest between the girls. We'll see if this one is as close as the girls' game. Pisgah very strong. 6-0 coming in to the Panther game tonight. And looks like the same lineup.
No, we got Tyler Singleton.
A little different lineup, as Jesse Anderson will be coming off the bench now. Looks like the starting five for the Black Bears will be Tyler Singleton, Matthew Inman, Roy McClure, Coulter Burns, and Nick Mamorelli. So, a little different starting five. I suspect Tyler Singleton's ankle is a little better. Probably see a little bit more production out of him now in the gameplay. So, very excited.
We missed Tyler a little bit, and that's because he's been kind of being very cautious with that ankle. Injured back. Was it back in before the season started? It was.
It was at scrimmage at Cherokee. He hurt his ankle, and then last year, before the end of the season, kind of toward the end of conference play, he hurt his other ankle. So he's got two bad ankles now. And looks like the starting lineup for Franklin will be number 10, Jeb Ballard, number 14, James Barber, number 22, Drew Simpson, number 24, Jordan Howell, number 32, Anthony Capaforte.
Capaforte.
And that will be the starting five for the Panthers. And 6'10 is Anthony Capaforte. So a very tall gentleman.
Well, we got this is probably the tallest team we've faced, with the 6'10, the 6'6. And a couple of 6'4s out there. So they're not all playing at the same time. Well, we got a 6'3 and a 6'10 out there at the same time.
And it looks like Coulter Burris will jump against Drew Simmons. They're having a 6'3 instead of a 6'10 jump. And here it is, and we see why. Mr. Simpson has some hops. But tip controlled by Pisgah over to Roy McClure. Spin move, pump fake, back outside to Tyler Singleton. Pulls up for three and drains it. And Tyler Singleton starting off on a good note. Three-pointer from the right wing. for Pisgah as number 24, Howell, brings it across the halfway mark. Hand off to Bauer. Bauer pulls up, his shot no good. Rebounded by Capaforte, his shot no good. Picked up by Howell, and he puts it in. So 3-2 lead for Pisgah as Roy McClure comes quickly across the halfway mark. His shot up, no good. Rebounded by Simpson. And looks like a jump ball is going to be called, and it will stay with the Panthers.
So Singleton tries to grab the ball away and ties it up.
Very fast tempo game already. You can tell just from the beginning of the basketball game. Very, very quick pace as Simpson gets it inside to number 32, Capaforte. His shot up, no good. Rebounded by Capaforte. Again, up and no good. Rebounded by Brewer, and his shot is up and in. And Franklin now leads by a point as Roy McClure brings it across. A little stutter step in the lane. Passes over to Colter Burris, who puts it on the floor and puts it in on the right side. By four, Pisgah lead now as Howell brings it across the halfway mark for the Panthers. He kicks it over to number 10, Brewer. Brewer drives in the middle of the lane, puts up a turning left-handed shot on the right side and puts it in. And again, the lead changes 6-5 now. Franklin, as Roy McClure, a little stutter step, goes up on the left. His shot no good, rebounded by Howell. Excuse me, Barber. Barber tries to pass it ahead, taken away by McClure, and then picked up by Brewer. His shot is up, and looks like a foul is going to be called against Pisgah, and looks like it's going to be on Inman. So the first foul of the contest tonight will be awarded to Matthew Inman. Not a stat you always want to have, but
actually it was a steal by McClure there, and then it was taken right back from him by Brewer. Then Brewer fired the shot and was fouled by Inman.
Brewer's first foul shot up and no good. Left-handed is this young gentleman, and he gets the second one to go. And Pisgah now trails by 2, 5-7, 5:49 left to play. They get it over to Tyler Singleton on that left wing. Singleton now, a little reverse dribble, hand off to McClure. McClure trying to dribble outside, create some space, gets in on the left side, pulls up from about 12 feet, and drains it on the left corner. 7-7. Tied up here in the Panther Den, 5:28 left to play, as number 24, Howell, brings it across for the Panthers. Dribbles to his right, trying to make a little separation against Mamorelli. Pass inside, knocked away by Burris, but controlled by Capaforte. Back outside to Simpson, and he gives it back up to Howell. Howell, most of the ball handling for the Panthers so far, tries to pass inside to Capaforte. His shot up and no good. Rebounded by Burris. And McClure now has it passed over to Singleton. Singleton pulls up for three, and that's two in a row for Tyler Singleton from downtown, starting off the night very hot with six straight points as he gives Pisgah a three-point lead. And then Howell, with just a mental breakdown there, steps back court and turns it over. And looks like Jesse Anderson will be the sixth man off the bench for Pisgah, as Matthew Inman takes a seat, as Singleton's getting ready to inbound it. He gets it into Mamorelli. Back to Singleton. Singleton now dribbling to his left, crossover. Back to McClure. McClure now on the left side, dribbles in. Gets through some defenders. Keeps it himself all the way around the baseline. Passes it inside to Burris. Burris, a little shot fake, up and good. The Bigs playing very well for Pisgah right now, as Pisgah pulls ahead by 5, 12-7, 4:18 left to play, as Howell brings it across the halfway mark over to Brewer. Brewer shoots from downtown, and his shot goes through the rim, and it is good. And Franklin pulls back within 2. Singleton now dribbling inside, goes up in traffic, no good. Ball deflected, and looks like it will be Franklin basketball, as number 54, Jacob Davis, checks in. And very big individual, broad-shouldered. He's 6'6", but he's just a junior. So big fella for Franklin checking in.
And he checked in for the 6'10 guy.
As Anderson now guarding Howell. Howell gets free. His shot up, no good. Rebounded by McClure. McClure driving in on the left. Puts up a right-handed shot. No good. And it's pulled down by Brewer. Brewer going down the other end. Pulls up for a little jump stop. And it's no good. Rebounded by Anderson. It looks like an over-the-back call is going to be called on Jacob Davis as Jesse Anderson tried to rebound the basketball. Dalton Scott also checking in for Pisgah as Tyler Singleton with the basketball gets it poked away by Drew Simpson out of bounds.
Fast-moving ball game here.
Very fast. It looks like a timeout is going to be called, 30-second timeout by Franklin. And we'll keep it here. And Terry, you've got some fine sponsors.
Yeah, well, I want to squeeze some sponsor mentions in here, like Burger King of Canton, one of my watering holes. Ken Wilson Ford. Yeah, we talked about that last week. I drive a Ken Wilson Ford automobile. And Midwest Haywood, also by Bojangles of Canton. It's always boat time. Thank you, fine sponsors of Pisgah Bear Basketball.
And because of them, we are able to bring you this varsity basketball matchup tonight. And there's 3:28 left to play here in the first period. Like Terry was saying, very fast-paced basketball game. Both teams looks like they want to run some sort of transition-style basketball here. And very quick moving as Anderson gets it in to McClure. McClure, a little head fake now. Gets some space and pulls up and drains another 12-footer. So McClure off the jump shot, very true tonight, but seems like his layup.
His little scoopers inside have not fallen for him. He's missed three or four of those.
Howell passing over to Brewer, guarded by Scott. Getting into the middle of the lane. His shot is up and looks like a foul is going to be called on Colter Burris.
I tell you, Brewer's a danger to us, just like McClure is a danger to everybody else. Brewer is going to the free throw line here, but he's got 8 of the 10 points for Franklin right now. He is like the Franklin team right now.
Very fast individual, very athletic. He's got some good springs in his legs. A very dangerous basketball player. And another thing that adds to it, he's left-handed. It makes it a little bit different to defend because you're used to having a right-handed player. So you have to kind of change your defensive style a little bit to compensate for a left-handed shooter.
Makes the first free throw. He's a senior.
Second one up and no good.
Does it look like a lane violation? The shot was no good and a whistle, and we're going to shoot this one over. Somebody for Pisgah was in the lane too soon.
We're going to get another try. And
that may have been one Mr. Jesse Anderson, but I'm not sure. But doesn't make any difference. Shoot this one over. Brewer's shot is up, and again, no good.
Same result. Board by Singleton. They get it over to McClure, though. McClure crossing over. And it's stolen by Mousen. Mousen goes up, and McClure blocks it out of his hands, and it's out of bounds.
Maslin steals, and then McClure, who's the faster of the two, races, gets in front of him, and pulls it away.
And looks like Franklin's going to inbound it to Brewer as Maslin comes back to the top of the key. And he crosses over. He's guarded by Jesse Anderson. Handoff now to Brewer. Good hedge defense there by Anderson. The Brewer gets free in the middle of the paint. His shot's up and no good. And looks like a charging foul is going to be called on Brewer as he picked up his own rebound. And drove right in
on Jesse Anderson, wasn't it?
Jesse Anderson.
Yeah, Anderson takes the hit, hits the floor. 2:37, first quarter, Pisgah with a three-point lead.
And looks like Rory McClure will take a little break and get some water as Matthew Inman checks back in. Jesse Anderson now being the point guard, brings it across, inside pass to Inman. Inman rolling to his right, his shot no good. Rebounded by Simpson. And they get it over to Brewer, but Brewer quickly hands it to Maslin. Maslin now crossing over, going to the left, over to Simpson. Inside pass to Evans. Evans almost loses it, but keeps possession. And a charging foul is going to be called as Jesse Anderson tried to strip the basketball. And Evans exchanging words with Anderson as Anderson just turned around clapping.
Yeah.
As good call, ref, good call. And Evans not really having any of that.
Well, he's gonna hit the bench. The coach will jerk him out of there.
And Evans is saying he was talking to me. But Jesse Anderson looking very cool and collected.
Yeah, Jesse was the cooler of the two for sure.
McCornell back in, and he pulls up from deep, and this is no good, but rebounded by the freshman Tatum, back out to Mamorelli. Mamorelli now dribbling to his right, little pump fake there, but he gets it over to McClure. McClure now back to Inman. Inman looking inside, gets it into Tatum. Tatum now dribbling against the 6'10 player of Capaforte, and he gets the little runner to go in the middle of the paint. Good strong move by the freshman. 16-11 is the Pisgah lead with about a minute 32 left to play. As Maslin loses control and he goes back court.
Matthew Inman did some great defense right there, knocking the ball free. And as it was Maslin?
Maslin.
As Maslin went to retrieve it, he went into the backcourt and they got the over and back call.
And Tatum will come out of the game after a very good play. But McClure now with the basketball in the middle of the paint, making a little bit of separation with a spin move, and he gets the jumper to go. Maslin now quickly bringing it back across the halfway mark for the Panthers. He's on that right side, and it's stripped away by Jesse Anderson. Jesse Anderson goes up for a reverse, and it's no good, but Nick Mamorelli's there for the one-handed putback on the right side, and he draws the foul, and he's going to go to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. And I've seen a little bit of taunting there by Jesse Anderson as he tried to go up against a much bigger opponent of number 54, Jacob Davis.
And as he tried to go up against that bigger opponent, he ended up going under the basket and trying to do a little reverse. Missed the reverse by a little. And Mamorelli was there for the tap-in. And he actually didn't, I don't think he grabbed a hold of it. I think it was a one-handed tap-in.
He had his back to the basket, too. One-handed little tap-in reverse. And Matthew Inman almost getting the rebound over the much bigger 6'6", Jacob Davis. I mean, Matthew Inman, he's a fairly average individual, but he's more compared to Davis. Now Howell back in, brings it across the halfway mark, guarded by Anderson. They get it over to number 20, Gibson. They inside to Davis, and his shot is up and good. It looks like a foul is going to be called on number 32, Nick Mamorelli, and the basket counts. So, old-fashioned three-point play here for Davis.
Under a minute to play. Pisgah with a sizable lead still, but the free throw is good.
And Mamorelli will come out. Singleton will come back in. And Roy McCornell walking it up for the Pisgah Black Bears as he passes over to Singleton. Inside pass down to Anderson. Anderson, a little pump fake. Tries to get it over to Burris, and it's no good, but a pass ahead to Evans is picked off by McClure. McClure now, little stutter step, gets in the middle of the paint. Reverse shot is up and good for Roy McClure. 21 seconds left to play. 22-14 lead for Pisgah.
And Jesse Anderson puts up a prayer from about 70 feet, and it's no good. So after one quarter of play, Pisgah leads 22-16. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Plus, linen and uniform service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Well,
22-16, Pisgah leading by 6 as we go in to start the second quarter. This is a good one, and we knew it would be, David.
Very interesting matchup, very fast-paced game, up and down basketball. But right now, Pisgah has possession at the start of this second period. And Tyler Singleton pulls up for another three. This time it's a little off to the left, and the rebound is pulled down by Howe. Howe brings it across the halfway mark. A little pump fake there, hands it off to Brewer. Brewer pulls up. First shot, and it's rebounded by Burris. And they get it ahead to McClure. McClure looking inside. Little runner in the paint, and it's up and good for Rory McClure. And Pisgah increases the lead now, 24-16. 7:28 left to play here in the second as Howell brings it across. Guarded by Anderson. Looks like they're going to set up a half-court offense. Brewer now, lob inside to Davis. Davis guarded by two people. His shot's up, no good. It looks like a foul is going to be called on Davis as the ball is rebounded by Tyler Singleton.
Yeah, Singleton had the rebound fair and square, and Davis reached in and tried to pull it away. Got caught for the foul.
And Coach Brook giving some defensive instruction, I think, to Tyler Singleton and Colton Burris on how to defend that lob. But Pisgah now with the ball. Rory McClure pulls up.
A little turnaround jumper in the middle of the paint. And
are not falling, so Rory's just saying, okay, we'll do the 10-footers all night long if you let me.
I believe he's 1 of 4 for the scoop shot. But Davis now with a little turnaround hook shot, and it goes.
But Davis
and Pisgah now up by 8, 26-18. As Matthew Inman gets the ball down low, and before he gets the shot up, it is a walking violation. And I thought it looked like a good move. I couldn't really see his feet, so no input for me.
Davis, who's really hurt us here the past couple shots, the big guy, hits the bench for a rest at 6:33. We're in the second quarter.
And Cataforte, the 6'10", senior, checks back in. Howell now passing over to Brewer. Brewer, the pump fake, his shot up and hits nothing as it goes out of bounds, just like it will be Pisgah Black Bear basketball. And Pisgah has a suit section, not very big in stature, but still they have one right in front of us down below. As Roy McClure brings the ball across the halfway mark, and he tries to pass it to Jesse Anderson. And Anderson and McClure having a little bit of miscommunication. Anderson almost cutting back door as soon as McClure threw the basketball. And that's just unfortunate. As McClure is trying to get rid of the ball and go play without it.
As he comes across the middle of the paint. So Thomas Tatum, 100% from the field so far.
He's got that little hook shot down pat. Not quite a hook, more like a layup, but...
They pass it over now to Allen. Allen drives in, kicks back outside to Barber. Barber now tries to put it inside, and Rory McClure shows off some soccer skills and kicks it out of bounds.
Yeah, I think he saw a goalpost or some nets or something over there, and he booted it into the just to the left of the stands as we look down.
And Rory McClure comes out now as Nick Memorelli checks back in. Simpson now the little turnaround. His shot contested, and it's picked up by Tatum. And they give it up to Jesse Anderson. 3:52 left to play. 10-point lead now for Pisgah. And looks like a travel is going to be called on Nick Mamorelli. He's open in the corner, but decided to drive.
Yeah, sometimes these walking calls are so questionable. But that one was definitely a little move right there on Mamorelli. Pisgah's lead is out to 10. So the lead continues to grow.
Howell now dribbling to the right, pulls back out inside, past Davis. Davis, little turnaround move. And that hook shot is just deadly. And a technical is going to be called. And it looks like it's going to be called on Barber.
I didn't see the technical. I was looking at the score sheet. Did you see what happened?
I was kind of panning over who was having the ball. I didn't really see what happened, but
I will say one thing. This game, more than any other, the previous six, I have seen more exchanges verbally between the players. I mean, you know, players always talk. But I've seen more verbal exchanges between these two teams, and elbows and shoulders and hips and shoves, more than I don't know why. It's almost like this is a big rivalry tournament game or something.
With that being said, any time that I have ever came to Frankenstein played a game. They're very similar to Pisgah. Same mentality almost. Very physical team. They want to play good defense. They want to run their offense. Sometimes these teams are almost mirror images of each other. And sometimes they argue a little bit. As the backcourt is called, as the ball is fought for on the ground, and Nick Mamarelli came up with it and tried to throw it to Jesse Anderson. He was backcourt, so unfortunate series of events there. And a turnover by Franklin as Hal tries to quickly pass it inside to Allen, and Allen just tried to shoot before he had the basketball. One of those football terminology.
Grab the ball.
You catch it.
Grab the ball first. Tatum out, and Burris back in for him.
Singleton now, the little turnaround shot. His shot no good. Rebounded by Allen. Allen trying to get it away, and it's tipped by Singleton, and Jesse Anderson picks it up and puts it in on the right side as Pisgah increases their lead to 11, 33-22 now. 2:53 left to play here in the half. As Hal now dribbles to his left, picks up his dribble, gives it up to Barber. Barber passes outside to Simpson. Simpson pulls up for three, and it drains through the rim. And Rory McClure now for Pisgah brings it back across, dribbles in the middle of the paint, pulls up for a shot, and looks like a foul is going to be called. And Barber, the recipient of the technical foul, also with, excuse me, not Barber, but Simpson with the foul. But Barber not happy with the call. As Roy McClure's shot is up and no good. And Roy McClure's foul shooting has been kind of weird lately. I mean, it's been good and it's been bad at some time. Very strong foul shooter, Roy McClure.
Hot and cold sometimes within the same game.
And this one's in and out. And it's rebounded by Davis, and they get it over to Maslin. As Maslin now bringing it across the halfway mark. Going to call a set offense. It's Davis with a high pick. Maslin with a little ball fake. Keeps the ball dribbling on the left side. And he finally passes it away to Brewer. Brewer now looking in. Trying to set up an offense. He gets it inside to Davis. Davis back outside to Barber. Barber drives in. His shot is up and good for the Panthers. As they pull back within five. But now Tyler Singleton pulls up for a three. His shot no good. Rebounded by Davis. They get it back to Brewer. Brewer now bringing it down the court for the Panthers. His shot up. And it's good for the little step-in fadeaway. And Singleton gets it into Mamarelli, but he quickly hands it off to McClure. McClure now driving left. Stutter step pulls up from 12 feet. Shot short. Rebound by Barber. And Pisgah, a little bit of shooting sporadically now, a little bit of cold. But turnover by Maslin, but then Mamarelli gives it right back to the Panthers as he carries the ball. And Pisgah going a little cold right here, as I was trying to say. Shooting shots, not just falling. Shots that they normally hit, Terry.
They led by 11, and now the lead is 4. So Panthers definitely on a comeback, only a minute 24 to halftime.
And Simpson now pulls up for another three, and this shot is in and out, rebound by Burris. And he gets it to McKinley Brown, but McKinley throws it quickly to McClure. McClure now over to Scott. Scott dribbles back to McClure on the left side. McClure drives in, spin move, shot up over Davis, and it's no good. Rebounded by Davis, and it outlet pass to Barber. Barber dribbling behind his back, in the middle of the paint, almost a walk. And it's picked up by Maslin, and it looks like a walk is going to be called before he can pass it away as he was scrapping for the basketball. And
you know, I think they missed a walking call on Barber, and they realized it, and I think they made up for it by calling a walk right there, and that call was kind of questionable.
44 seconds left to play here in the half as McClure passes it up to Anderson. Anderson looking inside, dribbling into the right, and it looks like a foul is going to be assessed to number 22, Drew Simpson. Seventh foul, so Jesse Anderson with a 1-1 opportunity.
Thomas Evans takes back in 11.
And Jesse Anderson's first shot is up and good, so he'll get another opportunity to shoot from the charity stripe. 34-29, Pisgah lead. 33 seconds left to play here in first half action. Shot up and no good. Ball tipped, picked up by Maslin. Maslin now bringing it across the halfway mark. Nobody really picking him up. He kicks it over to Brewer. Brewer looking inside now, dribbling to his left. Pulls up a little runner in the paint, and a left-handed shot goes. 22 seconds left, and Roy McClure looks like he's just going to take his time to hold the last shot of the half. 15 seconds left, though, as Pisgah now only leads by three. Dribbles in, and looks like Maslin chested him up just a little bit too much.
Once again, there's that physicalness we were talking about. I mean, these guys are really bumping and slamming each other pretty hard. That one was totally unnecessary, although, they, you know, they were trying to put the clamp on McClure to keep him from getting that last shot.
And McClure hits this one-and-one opportunity. He gets it to go. And Morelli checking in for Brown. And it looks like the lineup will be Scott, Anderson, Burrison, and Mamarelli as it goes in. 3 seconds left, and they get it ahead to Barber, who pulls up for a shot, and it's blocked by Rory McClure. And that's first half action, ladies and gentlemen. Pisgah leads by five as the teams head to the locker room. We'll be right back to wrap up the first half and give some individual stats. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM. This is Pisgah Black Bear Basketball.
Burger King in Camden at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Welcome back. We're live in Macon County here at Franklin High School in Macon County, North Carolina. And Pisgah leads right now by 5, 36-31. And right now on the court, being recognized for her 2,000th point, Lindsay Simpson.
And I think after 2,000, she scored about another 15. But yeah. Lindsay Simpson in the girls' game went over 2,000 in her career. She's a senior. And I think I think she went over 2,000 when she scored about five, and she ended up the night with 23. So she's well over 2,000 now, and the season's just
just starting. They've only played three games.
This is just their third game. So this lady may score another 500 or more.
Yeah,
by the end of the season.
She's a very very good shooter.
And while we're talking about Ms. Simpson getting an award at out here in center court, we'll mention that the Sugar Bears lost their first game of the season tonight, which makes them 6-1. Hard-fought game, but the last quarter did them in. They were outscored 22-14 in the final quarter, and the Sugar Bears went down to Franklin 61-56. Right now, we are at halftime of the boys' varsity game.
And
Pisgah with a handle on this one. Most of the whole game.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to put a
hand. They've got a couple of good shooters and some very quick players offensively and defensively, but we haven't heard from them much. Right now, Pisgah with a 5-point lead at the half. 36-31.
Very physical ball game, my theory, for this varsity boys club. Both very, very roughneck, not meaning that in a bad way. It's just very physical roughneck basketball teams out there on the court tonight. I mean, Pisgah, play up in your face defense. I mean, we're physical, and we have some good inside post players. They have some good inside post players, and it's just a grind. I mean, this is just one of those old fashioned basketball grinds.
And you know, the officials are together at halftime.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I've heard some of these officials talk at halftime. I've heard them in some of the media rooms. And sometimes they get together and say, okay, this is too physical. We're letting this get out of hand. And sometimes the officials will come back in the second half and they'll have a different way of officiating. And sometimes they'll put the hammer down to cut down on some of the physical play.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that there wasn't any fouls. I mean, Franklin had 10 fouls. Hey, this was almost in the double bonus there at the end of that half. So there were fouls being called. It's just still very physical basketball game.
And the way it looked on the hometown Panther side of the coin was one Mr. Jeff Brewer with 13 points. I thought Jacob Davis did an excellent job for a big guy spinning and moving inside. He got four field goals and a free throw, 9 points he has at the halftime. Howell had four. A tray for Simpson there in the first quarter, and Barber. Is it Barber or Berber? Is it an A or a
Barber?
Barber, B-A. You make strange A's.
I'm sorry.
Where'd you go to school, boy?
Pisgah.
Oh, okay. Barber had 2 points, and his also came in the first quarter. On the Pisgah side, it was Rory McClure with 16 points, all of those from the field except for the two free throws he had right before the halftime buzzer. Behind McClure, Tyler Singleton came out on fire with two threes, but only ended up the half with 7 points overall. He had a free throw later. 3 points for Jesse Anderson. I thought Jesse played really excellent ball off the bench. He was not a starter, but touched the ball a lot on defense, I'll tell you. Mamarelli had a field goal and two field goals apiece for Coulter Burris and Thomas Tatum. Tatum, the freshman. Tatum played some good, solid ball with not the usual freshman mistakes that you might be looking for.
The guy plays good.
Plays well.
Very different look for Tatum. I mean, he's seen minutes in the past, and he's played very well to be a freshman. He got in this game. He got in early. He's only in for one possession. He had a shot that took him out. He got in again, played some good defense, hit another shot, and then they subbed him back out. I think he's getting used to the game flow. I mean, him only being a freshman, kind of have to get used to the speed of the game. Very different moving from middle school straight to varsity basketball.
That's tough.
He's making that transition, and he's shooting 100% from the field right now. I mean, he can only hit two shots, but still.
100% is good in my book.
100% is fabulous. And just also to compliment the big for Pisgah, Tyler Singleton and Colton Burris. You already said Tyler Singleton came out very hot in that first period. He had 2 threes back-to-back. Colton Burris also had 2 layups back-to-back, if you remember that as well.
Right.
All of the post players to Pisgah, even though they're going up against another big team in Capaforte, he's at 6'10", and then Davis at 6'6". The bigs are playing very well for Pisgah right now, even though Roy McClure has 16 points, which if you came to a Pisgah game or listened to a broadcast, you just know that that's almost certain in some instances. I mean, he just scores.
And McClure is pretty much a second-half kind of guy,
yeah,
as Pisgah is as a team. Back we will be at halftime and the start of the third quarter in just a moment, folks. Stay with us. You're listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball right here, 920 WPTL.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements in MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain and Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home to major cancer treatments, it's all here, so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
Welcome back. Pisgah still up, waiting for second half play to begin. 36-31 is the Black Bear lead, and so far Franklin is owning the matchup tonight. They beat the varsity girls and the varsity boys, not the varsity boys, the JV boys. JV boys lost just a heartbreaker. They were up by at least 10 in the third quarter, and the JV boys for Franklin came back and won 57-56. So very, very tough loss for the JV boys, but there is hope. The JV girls won their contest 47-24.
Talented bunch of young ladies on a roll. Yeah, they're 7-0. And Pisgah varsity boys also 7-0, seeing as they can defend their undefeated streak here at the beginning of this 2011-2012 season.
Well, Pisgah up by 5, but definitely not in total control of this one, as Franklin is a very explosive ball club. And, Barber, now right there is a very fast, explosive player, but he only had 2 points. You know,
also,
he was a little bit hot-headed there, maybe, but Barber can be an explosive player, and he's very fast. He only has 2 points. If he gets on the scoring track, and of course, I don't think they're going to keep Brewer from getting at least a few
points.
That's
what I was getting ready to say. I was like, watch out for Brewer here in the coming minutes of this ball game. Also, I think you need to watch out for Simpson. I think he's the dark horse on this team. He had a good look at three. He might come on strong for Franklin here in the second half. For Pisgah, he's been very distributed thus far, but I think Jesse Anderson can play a lot better in this coming half. He's going to start scoring more. He's usually a second half player, Terry.
We are starting the third quarter, folks. Pisgah with a 5-point lead, and it'll be inbounded by the Panthers. Long outside shot by Simpson is good for a three. So he had a three in the first half, and he starts out this half with a three. So here comes Pisgah with only a 2-point lead. Inman tries to get it inside to Singleton, knocked away by Simpson. So Simpson has it outside the arc. Tyler Singleton on him. Inman comes out to put a little defense on Brewer, and he's a hard guy to tackle. Let me tell you, 6'10", Capaforte is in there right now. They get him the ball down low, but now to Brewer outside. His little jumper from 10 feet away is good.
5 straight points for Franklin coming out of halftime. Brewer with a 2 and Simpson with a 3.
We're tied at 36 all, and there's a shot missed by McClure, and then a tie-up on the rebound. Pisgah will keep it with the possession arrow favoring them. So it's a tie ball game. Pisgah has not scored here. We're only a minute into this quarter. If they have not scored in the half, the ball comes inside. Strong inside shot up by Gutierrez is good.
He kept the basketball away from the defender. He was able to go up and put the ball in the basket.
Used the body to shield, and he did a good job. Quickly down the floor, Brewer gets it, shoots over 2 Pisgah defenders, and it looked like a McClure night, except in Franklin, he's got the name Brewer. 17 points for Brewer. Singleton for Pisgah with the right hand, goes across the top of the circle, stops at the free throw line, he's double teamed, has to get it to McClure, he's fallen on, and now a shot up by Burris, no good, but sticks it in with the rebound.
Burris going right into the heart of Capaforte. Getting right up underneath his chin and able to put that basketball in.
McClure went down and one of the Panthers fell right on top of him. Might look like an ouch. Looks like an alley for sure. And the ball's thrown away. And to the bench is Capaforte.
It looks like it skipped off the back of Simpson when they tried to pass it. Just wasn't paying attention.
The 6'10 didn't last very long in the lineup. And Pisgah back up by 2 points and there's a foul against the Bears. Foul on Inman. That was away from the ball. I was not looking across the court to see what that was. But Inman called for the shove or something.
Inman, who had a great game against Irwin, he's in foul trouble here. He doesn't have any points tonight. And he's been very limited in his play tonight.
He's got 3 fouls. Here come the Panthers and traveling. Called on Barber. We'll give it back to Pisgah. So they can get back out to a little more of a comfortable lead here. They scored 4 points here in this quarter. We're 2 minutes into it, and McClure tries to get to Burris underneath, has it taken away. Nope, Burris gets it. And it's back outside to Mamorelli. Mamorelli finds Burris under. Burris dribbles it off of somebody's foot, and it's out of play. It'll be Panther basketball.
Colter trying to get that left-handed spin move couldn't control the basketball.
Pisgah playing maybe not up to their potential right here in the past minute or so. See if they can get back on track. They had several personnel changes, though. Outside the arc, 24, that's Howell. Howell gets it to the big guy, Davis. Davis marches right past first for the score. That guy's a wide load. How tall is he, anyway?
6'6".
He's 6'6", and he must be like 250, 260.
Yeah.
Chris McClure on the other end has the ball batted away, picks it back up, so he keeps his dribble, spins, forces a shot up, off the glass, no good, rebound, Davis.
And he's just a mountain of a man to move, Terry. He's a big, big rebounder.
It's like a little palming there. Simpson. Was that for three? For two. And timeout called Pisgah. We'll take a break, too. Back in 30 seconds is Pisgah 40 and the Panthers 42. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Ride that tractor, race that dog sled, or just cover yourself in bottle rockets and blast on over to Bojangles for 99 cents smoked sausage biscuits. Smoked sausage served hot off the grill on a made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuit. Just 99 cents. So, base jump off that skyscraper, cross your arms, dodge your head, and genie yourself to Bojangles. Whatever it takes to get some smoked sausage biscuits for just 99 cents. For limited time at participating locations. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Back to action here. We're live. Pisgah with the ball. It comes in bounds, and it's going to be end up into the hands of Rory McClure outside. Over to Tyler Singleton. Wants to take the baseline. Has to change his dribble up and do a little scoop hook shot there. It doesn't work. He rebounded. Shot off balance. Missed it, and it's rebounded by the Panthers. Here we go the other way. Brewer lobs one inside to Davis, and that was telegraphed, and it's picked off easily by Burris for Pisgah, down to Singleton. Pisgah back very quickly, and Singleton shoots, but he's blocked by Shepard. I think that's two or three on Shepard. Let's see what they put on the scoreboard. Three on Simpson. Ball comes inbound. It'll be to Rory McClure. McClure down to Anderson's open for three from the corner. Looks good. Didn't fall, though. Rebound off into the hands of Brewer, and he will dribble down left baseline, takes it up over McClure. He blocks the shot, but I think Rory McClure will pick up foul number two.
And he does. Anderson with a good look, just couldn't connect, and Brewer, very quick individual. He gets all the way back down the court and draws a foul. I mean, he has three Pisgah defenders around him. He pulled up for a little 8-foot shot.
And it's Dalton Scott in the lineup. Singleton takes a little breather, and the second free throw by Brewer is up. He missed the first and misses the second, but right there is Big Davis for the rebound, and he puts it in. And whose hand was over the rim? Was that Brewer?
Brewer?
He's a shorty to have his hand over the rim, but he had it. Pisgah back on the attack. Up is Burris. He's blocked from behind by Davis, and that'll be over the back on Mr. Davis.
I don't really think it was with the arm. It was more the body. So Burris gave a good pump fake, and then Davis jumped, and Burris went up as soon as he jumped to try and hit the shot. So it's more of the body than it was with the arm. So a good block, but still a foul.
So the foul produces one free throw by Colter Burris. Burris has 9 points.
Yeah, down by three right now. Could be down by two, and it doesn't go.
And it doesn't go, and a rebound by Davis. Quickly down to Simpson on the other end. Layup good. So he's in double-figure scoring now. McClure answers on the other end by a pass to Burris. Layup good. Great pass by McClure to Burris for the score. And now Colter Burris in double figures. He's got 11. 43-46. Pisgah down by three, and there's a foul
on Jesse Anderson, looks like.
Yes, it's
and with a little wrap around. He likes that move to try and poke the ball out where the defender is kind of going by him, but a little bit too much in the body that time.
Burris out of the lineup, and I think Mamorelli came in for him. inbounds by the Panthers. It'll be into Brewer. A Brewer shot from outside. Was that good for three?
Yes, a three-pointer.
He's got 20 points. He's on a roll. Here's Rory McClure, and nobody. He goes right into the face of three players and puts it over him and scores. So for McClure, that's 18 for him. The Panthers answer on the other end with Davis faking, but he decides not to shoot, and it's back to Howell outside. Simpson. I wonder if he's related to the Simpson on the ladies' team. Simpson shot from outside. Good from 15. Simpson kind of with a hot hand here, and the Panther lead is out 51-45, but
Roy McClure answering for Pisgah just two shots in a row. Very hard to defend, a little turnaround jumpers in the center space.
Howell with the ball. Panthers lead by four, and here's a long downtown shot from Simpson. It's no good this time after his three last time out. And down the floor we go with Scott. Scott will stop outside the arc looking for somebody to pass to, and he needs a little help down there, and he has the ball batted away from him, and they say he touched it before it went out of play. Defended by Brewer. Good defense by Brewer.
And Don Scott usually doesn't have very many turnovers, but he got double teamed in a very awkward spot on the basketball floor. One of those dead zones where you can't really get the basketball away.
He's unable to pass out of it and had it knocked away. So here come the Panthers leading by 4-5, and their shot from the perimeter no good. His putback is in there by number 50, Evans. Thomas Evans with a score. 53-47, so the Panther lead is 6 as they Pisgah works it inside to Tatum, and he's shoved from behind. And the number is shielded from me here, but it's on Evans.
And it looks like Singleton's going to check back in. Mamorelli's going to come out. And looks like Holden Burris is going to come back in for Tatum. Tatum again, very sparingly minutes. He played very well there for what he was in.
Plays solid, plays short. Even that freshman. The pass goes way into the backcourt to McClure. 1:41 left here in the third period. It comes to Anderson, who's open from the three-point range, and he nails this one. He missed that last one, if you recall, but he nails this one. Looks good. And now back on the attack, and stepping on the out-of-bounds line is one number 40, Allen.
Landon Allen. And Pisgah now only down by three. They were ahead by three at halftime.
McClure is open. Layup no good. And Davis will get the rebound. And McClure reaches in, tries to get it away from Evans. On the other end, the Panthers, Brewer answers. He misses the shot, but will go to the free throw line.
One thing that I don't see Pisgah doing like they were in the past couple of games is they're not really setting up and taking those charges. Jesse Anderson was in a perfect opportunity there to set up and take a charge, but Brewer drew the foul on him instead as Anderson elected to jump with it.
Brewer's free throw is up and no good, and he's had some bad luck from the free throw line here.
Good throws from outside, but from the foul line, he's not very productive.
I think that's the third in a row he's missed from the free throw line here in the half.
It looks like it's really bothering him mentally.
And shots up, and this is another brick, as we say. And on the floor, the Panthers rebound, and they get tied up. They call timeout before they tie and get tied up. So I saw a timeout asked for, but
they're going to stay with the Panthers.
Yeah, well, like I guess so. Evans was tied up, and they say it'll stay with the Panthers. Jesse Anderson rips away the inbound pass. He just jumped up and caught it.
Yeah.
Somebody tapped it to him. He just caught it in midair, and he gets it to Singleton to give the go back to Anderson. Layup is a little strong, but there's Burris to clean it up. No, it won't fall. The ball's knocked out to McClure, and now into the backcourt. Picked up by Scott, and Scott to McClure, and Scott is hounded a little bit too heavily by Brewer, and Brewer will pick up foul number one.
And that was very close to being a backcourt if that foul had not have been called. Because Dalton Scott was coming across the half line, Roy McClure jumped back across to try and get the handoff from Scott, and Brewer was defending it.
So a lucky break for Pisgah, and Scott with the inbound to McClure. Just under 45 seconds to play third quarter. Pisgah down by three. They can cut it real close here. If they can nail one, Anderson can hit a three or a two, and he drives into a double team. Now back to Singleton, fires from the half free throw line, misses it. Now Scott takes a baseline drive. That was a pretty shot as he flips it up with the right hand.
Nice right-handed finger roll from the left side, left-handed drive. Nice finger roll. He guarded the ball well, put it in.
21 seconds on the clock. Pisgah down by one, but the Panthers had the ball. It is Allen with the ball. Allen gets it down low in the right pocket. 8 seconds on the clock as Maslin reams it around, and they throw the ball away intended for Gibson, who's in there right now. I think Gibson's first trip to the court.
4 seconds left. Pisgah down by one.
Anderson to McClure, 4 seconds on the clock. He dribbles through a double team, fires from way outside, misses at the buzzer, but only 1 point separates these ball clubs, folks. Stay with us. You're listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball right here, 920 WPTL.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The Single Stop. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Why waste extra time and gas driving to your pharmacy? Use Haywood Pharmacy in the old Walmart Center. Jeff Ferguson invites you to enjoy quick, friendly, personal service only an independent can provide. Haywood Pharmacy accepts all insurances, will transfer your prescriptions, and you can shop closer to home. Haywood Pharmacy at the old Walmart Shopping Center next to the UPS store. Call 454-5455.
Welcome back. We're here in Macon County Live. This is WPTL 920 AM. And for our internet listeners, WPTLradio.net, we thank you for joining in. Pisgah down by a point, 53-52, and they were outscored 22-16 in the third quarter, but still only down by a point.
Let's see if they can get back on track as they take the inbound, and McClure gets the baseline drive. He's in trouble, triple team, but he gets it, manages to dump it off to Matt Morelli, who puts it up and makes it look easy. Great pass as McClure was triple teamed. You know, somebody had to be open if you're triple teamed. And Pisgah takes a small lead here as we start the fourth quarter. Brewer jumps high to get over top of Inman's defense. Ball down to Barber. They try to loop it inside. They get it to the big guy. Up and good. I think that's the first point, though, for Capoforte, the big 6'10 guy. He started the game, but we haven't heard from him much offensively, and that gives the lead back to Franklin by one. A minute into the fourth quarter, Matt Morelli to Anderson. Anderson looks at him, but he spins, falls away, jumper is no good, and up high for the rebound is Brewer. He storms out of the pack. He goes against Pisgah's numbers 2-1, and it's knocked out of play. Nice defense by, was it Lori Brewer?
Yeah, he got a hand up in Brewer's shot, and deflected the ball as soon as he's going to shoot it, made it very flat, and it went right out of bounds.
Out of bounds, the fans are shouting air ball, but that actually was a block by McClure. And here's a block by Burris. It's no good. Picked up, however, by Brewer. His effort is not there. Finally, Anderson picks up the loose ball, and he protects it. And will he dribble out of there? No, he'll get it to McClure. 6.5 minutes to play in this ball game. Matt Morelli takes a little center step, and it's taken away. Taken away by the Panthers, and they throw it away. Pass intended for Howell, and he can't handle it. The steal, though, by Simpson was good. But then the throwaway, and Pisgah has a chance to take the lead. They trail by one. McClure looks at a three, but says, nope, let me give it to Anderson. Now McClure gets it back, puts it up under pressure, hits some iron, falls out of there. Inman tried to get the rebound away from Brewer, but here comes Brewer, takes it up strong over Anderson, and he scores. 22 points for Jeff Brewer. McClure on the other end. He wants to answer, but he runs into a wall of white jerseys, and it's out to Matt Morelli down low. Way outside to Inman. He'll start the offense over. Pisgah down by 3 points now, and underneath it is Burris, and his shot is partially blocked by Capoforte, and it's out of play. It'll be Pisgah basketball.
Burris is playing very tough right now. He In that third quarter, right before the end of the third quarter, he had three crucial offensive rebounds. He's going to help him get back in this game.
Ball comes in to him, and it's blocked away by Capaforte. They got it inside to the Burris, and his shot was blocked. So Capaforte did not have a... Oh, that was Davis that blocked it, wasn't it? Yeah, that was Davis. Davis blocked the shot. So here come the Panthers with a small lead, and they try to get it. They get it to Davis. He's dangerous down when he's up close. He misses the shot, though, and the rebound was ripped down by Mamorelli, and I think somebody shoved it.
I think it was Davis. Big body. I mean, he's got to be at least a 250 at least. He's a big boy. And Pisgah's going to call a 30-second timeout, and we'll keep it here. And just want to remind you of our sponsors for Pisgah Basketball, and they are Champion Credit Union, Burger King of Canton, Ken Wilson Ford, MedWest Haywood, and also Bojangles of Canton. It's bow time.
It's bow time. They got a lot of mileage out of that phrase.
It's
bow time.
What do they got at Bojangles? What is that? Chicken and biscuits. You know, what is it I got there the other day? They don't even have it on the menu, but it's a Cajun dish.
Really?
It's jambalaya or etouffee.
Some one of those Cajun dishes. I wish I could think of it.
Now, also Burger King is on here, too. When I go to Burger King, I get a rodeo burger. It's got onion rings on it. It's good.
Oh, yeah. We talk about food all the time, but now we're back to basketball. Following the timeout, it is Pisgah, Anderson, and Mamorelli. They find Singleton open. He shoots under pressure over Davis, and Davis got him with his body a little bit. That is four on Mr. Jacob Davis.
And looks like Allen is active again on that Franklin bench. He's going to sub in for Davis. And these are some big foul shots right here.
Pisgah down by three. First free throw is good by Tyler Singleton.
And Tyler Singleton does have a pretty nice stroke. Good form, he's tall, which helps your shot.
Closer to the basket.
Closer to the basket, kind of shoot down a little bit instead of, or shoot up if you're short like me.
Evans came in for the Mr. Davis in free throw trouble, and both free throws are good by Singleton, and he's got 9 points. Pisgah back to within one, 5:19 to play, and some full court pressure, and it works. Bad pass, and it's intercepted by Singleton to McClure, and Pisgah take the lead here as Mamorelli fires from three-point range, and it's an air ball. It's way too strong, and there's a foul by Inman from behind.
That was four on Inman.
Trying to reach in on Brewer.
And Dalton Scott will come back in. Good minutes from him tonight. He had a good finger roll in the third quarter there.
Pisgah down by one, and they're putting pressure on full court. Across the timeline easily by Gibson. Shot up, no good by the pick guy. That is Evans. And a Pisgah foul coming as Evans steps to the free throw line because of a Jesse Anderson foul. Evans' free throw shooting is good in the first half. He nails the first one. Puts the Panther lead out to two. Panthers 1-1 coming into this one. Pisgah 6-0. Both free throws are good by Thomas Evans. He's got four, and now Pisgah trailed by 3 points again. McClure to Singleton, who fires a three. It's a little bit strong. Rebound ripped by Mamorelli, and now Scott fires a three. It is no good. Mamorelli trying to get the rebound, and he does, but he's pushed into the bleachers. You've got to think that was uncalled for. And he gets up limping.
Yeah, very fast. He noticed he didn't want to be on the ground too long. He knew that he hit the bleachers hard.
Yeah, let's see what the...
I think he's all right.
Ref's going to call a foul here.
Yeah,
he calls a foul on Gibson. You know, I was wondering because they shoved him out of bounds pretty hard.
I think he's all right. He's still limping. He hit it pretty hard, but it might just be, you know, the initial shock of hitting something really hard, it's just kind of like, ow.
I don't know.
Ow.
I think they're taking him out before he shoots the free throw. I think he's
limping pretty bad, but.
Yeah, I think it's a knee or a thigh. I'm not sure. Is he going to stay in and shoot the freeze? because it should be 1+1 shooting. Yeah, he's going to stay in there and shoot the free throws. But I have a feeling he's going to be yanked out right after the free throws.
Yeah, Tatum is already up, and they're not going to let him shoot the foul shots. They're going to let Tatum shoot his foul shots more. And I think it's a good move. I mean, Mamarelli's a little banged up right here. Tatum, I have confidence in the freshman that hits the foul shots. I mean, he's very...
What Tatum does, he seems to be doing pretty well as a freshman. First free throw is up, but, you know, cold off the bench is not a good thing, and he misses the first cold free throw, and the rebound Panthers. They outlet to Brewer, and he's across the mid-strike to Simpson. Simpson goes up, and he's blocked from behind. Good block by Anderson.
But oh!
A charge called on Simpson.
Man,
I took the hit.
Tatum, I've been looking for that all night. I've been chained. Franklin's been dribble-driving all night. You got to have someone step up in there and take a charge. So, good job. My hands off to Thomas Tatum. That was a good play, sir.
4.5 minutes to play. Pisgah trailing right now. It's been back and forth all night long. It's a tough ball, one of the toughest Pisgah has played, and the ball knocked into the backcourt, and Anderson throws it right into the hands of Brewer. The floor tries to slap it from behind, and Brewer takes it up strong, 24 points. Brewer scores from straight away. 4:10 to play, and the Panther lead is back to 5. McClure fires a 3 from way outside. Rebound could be anybody. It's going to be picked up by Tatum, and he's on the floor. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow will belong to the Panthers.
And Colton Burns is going to come in for Tatum.
Burns for Tatum. And it's going to be Panther basketball. Pisgah, man-to-man full court right here. They trail by 5. They get it into Brewer. That's a safe bet right there. Now to Howell at half court. McClure.
And he knows he fouled it.
Presses Barber a little bit too hard. And for Rory, that's number 3.
Got to be careful now. Down by 5. Game still very well in reach. As Pisgah trails 61-56. Only 4 minutes left to play.
Barber on the free throw line. First free throw's in and out of there, and Burroughs, who just checked in, grabs the rebound, outlet to McClure, right straight away. He goes, he's outnumbered 2-1, and he steps on the sideline, I believe. No, he must have been forced out.
Kappa Forte might have hit it.
They get it to McClure, that's Anderson McClure. McClure puts it up under pressure, rebound Burris. Nope, Capaforte, the big guy, 6'10", finally reels it in. Outlet to Brewer, he's down on the left side, layup, no good, and there is Burris for the pull again. He's got a couple of the crucial rebounds. To Singleton, 3.5 minutes now to play. Pisgah still down by 5. It's about time for the Bears to come back. McClure runs into a double, so he's back out to Singleton. Burris for the help out, and McClure takes the baseline drive again. This time he loops it, reverse, good. How does he get through all of those defenders? I don't know, but he did. And for McClure, that's his point number 21, 22. On the other end, how did number 20, Gibson, his first point come as he weaves the needle right through a couple of Pisgah defenders. So it's still a 5-point Panther lead as Singleton gets it to Anderson. Under pressure, he puts up a banker and a whistle before the shot.
And it's going to be 1-1. 63-58. Panther lead. 6:47 left to play. And you can sense the urgency a little bit for Pisgah. You can kind of feel it. If you can see it, you can kind of feel the urgency of Pisgah right now.
They've come back in a couple of games this season in the final minute to win ballgame. So they've not been blowing people out necessarily as Anderson sinks his first free throw. Yes, he's got 7, now 8. Both are good. 60-63 is the score, so Pisgah down by 3, and full court pressure may produce a steal. Yes. Burris, the ball down to Singleton down low. Baseline, back to McClure. McClure guarded by Barber. He gives it, now takes a baseline spin, loops it up. Hooker banks, good. Had to get it up high over the 6'6" Davis, but he did.
And looks like Franklin's going to take a timeout. They're kind of shaky right now in his breath. This is a little bit of a run. They pulled back within a point. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to WPTL. This is Black Bear Basketball.
About that fat buddy's ribs barbecue. Got a thing about that going green like Carolina chicken tender salad or the chicken in the garden. Might try smoked turkey, beef, or turkey served on fresh garden greens. Take a trip on the Green Garden Path, the green menu. Food so good it'll make you squeal. Fat Buddies, Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Welcome back. We're here live at Franklin High. 14:22 left to play. Pisgah trails by point, 63-62. And looks like they're going to try to inbound. Franklin will, as Pisgah goes to a full court man-to-man defense.
Get it into Barber. Floor on him defensively. Jabs at the ball, tries for a steal. Barber still has it, and the ball knocked by McClure a little bit. Back to Barber. Tries to get it to Brewer and does, who reels across the top of the loop to Simpson. Wants to take a shot from three range, and instead it'll be Brewer that does it. He misses, and the rebound, Dalton Scott. Down to Singleton. He'll pick the baseline. Puts on a little fake.
Banker.
Good. Good body control. Tyler Singleton, as he protected the ball from the defender that time. Singleton in double figures with 11 points. Pisgah with a 1-point lead. Brewer on the other end. Goes up strong over Burris. Partially blocked it. There's Mick Davis for the rebound for the Panthers. He misses his shot. And finally, it is Colter Burris with a rebound to Anderson.
When there's a rebound to be had, Colter Burris is a ball magnet.
He's in the right place at the right time. Minute 23, Pisgah with a 1-point lead in the ball, and Rory McClure is not kind of satisfied to eat up a little bit of clock right here, it looks like. Waiting for Barber to come out and get on him. McClure slides to almost a halt on his knee right there, gets the ball to Scott on the baseline. Scott has to dribble out to Singleton. Down to a minute two. Anderson almost had the ball stolen away. Cross-court pass to Singleton. Pisgah eating up some time. We're down to 55 seconds. How long will the Panthers wait before they foul? Now McClure with the ball, guarded by Brewer, dribbles out of a double team. He shoves a little bit from behind by Barber, and that stops the clock at 44 seconds. And McClure, a player that the Panthers probably do not want to go to the free throw line.
What makes Pisgah so dangerous when they get up like this, with only a little bit of time left, is the ability of all five players on the court to handle the basketball, and they don't get flustered. It's like, oh, you're going to come and trap me. Oh, someone's going to be open. I know it. There's two of you, so someone's got to be open. And it doesn't feel like their level of anxiety goes down when it happens.
The floor like icicles in his blood. Thinks the first and second free throws, his 25th and 6th point. Pisgah up by 3 in the driver's seat. And there's timeout. We'll take another break and be right back. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on 920 WPTL.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Simpson will inbound following the timeout. The Panthers trail by 3. A 3 will tie it up, but it's going to be Simpson for a 2, and he misses the shot on the other end, and it's out of bounds, but it's Panther basketball. 36 seconds, and the clock stops.
What happened was Simpson is the one that threw the ball in, and he threw it in, and they isolated it down on this right corner. and he just cut back door the whole way down the court because they're trapping right here. And so it took away from him. He didn't have a man on him, but he was able to streak all the way down the back side of the court, and he was open for that layup. He just missed the shot.
He just blew it. Tonight's basketball game sponsored by Champion Credit Union as we go to a timeout here. Burger King of Canton, also one of our fine sponsors, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and also, remember, it's Bowtie, sponsored by Bojangles of Canton. Okay, let's set this up for you, folks. 36 seconds on the clock. Pisgah's leading 66-63, so they've got a three-point lead. The Panthers are going to throw the ball in. They trail by three. So a three would tie it up and perhaps put us in overtime. But a two-pointer, Pisgah's probably going to let them have that two-pointer and try not to foul them.
I mean, I don't know who I would want to shoot this if I was Franklin. Brewer is an exceptional shooter. Simpson's an exceptional shooter. But Pisgah, this is almost a little bit sketchy on D, but they get it to Brewer. He's outside the arc. Let's see. He'll put it up for two. They'll probably let him take it. He misses. Davis rebounds. Misses his put back. There's a scramble for the rebound, and it's a jump ball possession. We'll give it to Pisgah. And 28 seconds on the clock. And again, right place, right time. The ball back to Colton Burris right there to pull it down to the tie-up.
Okay, Coach Cruck goes out and grabs hold of Burris and throws him down. You'd think he was angry at him, but I'm sure it is not the case. Full timeout. We'll take a 30-second break and back to the final 28 seconds. This is Pisgah Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Bojangles presents It's Bow Time. Rule 14, bring a big bow box stuffed with chicken, biscuits, and tea, and your tailgating pals will end up the same way. Rule 34, hungry tailgaters shouldn't think outside the box. Not when there's chicken, biscuits, and tea inside the box. Introducing the new big bow box, the easy way to feed your whole group. Pick up the 12-piece Super Tailgate Special, and you'll get 12 pieces of chicken, 6 biscuits, 3 picnic fixings, and a half gallon of tea. All for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's Bow Time.
Dry erase boards have Vinny Race, and the teams are stepping back onto the courts now at the end of a full timeout.
We'll look for a quick foul here.
28 seconds remain. Rory McClure gets the inbound, lobs it across the court to Scott. Scott, that's probably somebody maybe they wanted to foul. Scott is fouled by Brewer. Stop the clock at 21 seconds. But, you know, Scott, not a bad free-throw shooter either. Well, he hasn't been there yet tonight.
And
also, very good shooter in general. I mean, he's got good touch, good form, but maybe not as calm as maybe Rory McClure is when he's on the foul line. But still, I trust it.
Let's see what he does here. He's got two chances as we're in the double bonus. He's got by three. First free throw by Scott is no good.
And it was right on target, though. I mean, it was rolled in and out.
Only Jesse Anderson is in a rebounding slot. Everyone else is back on defense. Scott's second free throw is up, and it's good. So it's 67-63. It's a four-point Pisgah lead. That may put it out of reach. That may put it out of reach for the Panthers as they cross the timeline. It is Shepard part of the check that. It's Simpson. He's down low and he's trapped. The ball loose. Stolen, picked up by Anderson with 8 seconds on the clock. Taken away from him by Brewer. Brewer gets it down low. Shot by Barber is up and good. And the clock stops with 2 seconds on the clock. There's timeout. Pisgah will have the ball following this timeout, David, but only 2 seconds on the clock. It looks pretty good for Pisgah, but this has been a hard-fought game.
Very physical game. Again, who knows what's going to happen right here. I mean, 2 seconds left, anything is possible.
Well, steal by Franklin and a score, you know,
it's overtime. It's all the time ball game. Oh, got to have ball security in your mind right now. You've got to realize who you want to get the basketball to. It's going to be Roy McClure, or it's going to be Tyler Singleton.
Whoever gets it just needs to hold it into their belly and protect it, and just, you know, all you can do is foul it, and we'll go to the free throw line. But you've got to get it into somebody free and clear.
Looks like Jesse Anderson is going to be the one that's throwing it in, and he's got the ability to run the baseline. So if he needs to move, he can.
He's got it. Long baseball pass intended for Scott, and it's into the wall out of play. Oh, that's not what Pisgah thought they'd do, I'm sure. 2 seconds.
clock did not move. And the ref says it is tipped the ball. Can that be?
I don't think so.
This referee says it was tipped. And it may have been tipped. I did not see it. It may have been tipped, but I know it did not hit Dalton Scott's fingers. Let's see if he was overruled.
And
he was.
He was overruled.
Panther ball. 2 seconds on the clock. And a quick pass in, a dribble, a shot. And they could either win it with a three or tie it with a two, folks. We're down to the wire. 2 seconds. Panther ball. Long pass down the floor. It is going to be taken. Shot is up. No good at the buzzer. And that was close. And Jesse was right there to feed the shot.
I think it was Burris.
It was Colter Burris. He's defensive man tonight. Colter Burris getting rebounds all over the place.
I tell you, this is going to be an interesting matchup when these guys come back to Pisgah. This was a real rivalry.
It always is.
And it's hard fought. I'm surprised we didn't see some blood out here on this one.
Folks, we'll be back after a couple of commercial messages here, and we'll wrap this one up from Franklin, North Carolina. Do stay with us. We'll give you all the stats here in just a minute. This is Pisgah Basketball on 920 WPTL.
What's the first choice in convenience stores? The single stuff. Your first choice for gas, quick groceries, food, and household items. Single Stop also has free stuff when you sign up for Single Stop Rewards. So get special discounts, friendly service, and competitive prices every day at the four area Single Stop locations. Carolina Boulevard in Clyde, Radio Hill, Canton, Single Stop Southside on Pisgah Drive, and Frank's up the river on 276.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Sometimes a big helping of fat budgers are just more than you can handle one sitting, so you ask for a to-go box. Then sometimes you just want to swing by and get a big box of fat buddies, beef, pork, chicken, baby back ribs, or smoked turkey to go. Fat Buddy's takeout menu is right for you because it's food so good it'd make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Welcome back to Franklin, North Carolina, the scene of a couple of great basketball games. Unfortunately, the Sugar Bears losing tonight, their first loss in seven games this year. 61-56. In the boys' contest, it looked a little shaky toward the end, but we've seen these Bears come back so many times this season already in the final minute and a half, and they did that tonight, and they pull out a 2-point victory over Franklin, 67-65. David Brewer had a great night.
Oh, he had a fabulous night. A very, very talented young man. Got some hops. He can shoot the ball well.
Brewer, Simpson, and the big guy Davis all had good nights.
Someone who I thought was going to play a little bit better was Capaforte, but the big man, the senior, he just didn't seem like he was in the game flow very much. I mean, he was in for a little while, and they take him out, put in the other big guy.
Yeah.
It's just very odd, but like Terry was saying, Jeb Brewer, outstanding night by this senior, 24 points on the evening for him. Also, Barber, who had a technical there in the first half, he ends the night with 4 points. Austin Gibson, who came in and saw limited time, he ends the night with 2 points. And then Simpson, who had just 3 points in the first half, came and scored, what is that?
Nine in the second half.
And he finished the night with 12. And I said, before the second half started, I said, really watch out. Simpson might come alive here. He had that shot at the end of the half. I was like, he might turn it on a little bit. He did. He had 12 points, and then Howell, he finished with four. All of his coming in the first half. Like I was saying, Capaforte, only 2 points tonight, 6'10" senior. Expected a little bit more out of him, but he didn't.
limited minutes. Evans finished with four, and then Jacob Davis, big boy, 6'6", 240, 50 pounds. He finishes the night with 11 points.
And you know the guy's quick. He's strong. He's big. He's quick for a guy that size and 11 points. I thought he played played basketball. Good game. And Roy McClure, I thought he was going to start out slow, but ended up, you know, at the end of the first half with 16. And here at the end of the game, 26. So he dropped in another 10.
Outscored Brewer by two. So coming out on top again, and then following close behind him, both with 11, Tyler Singleton and Coulter Burris. The inside game tonight for Pistol was just phenomenal. Coulter Burris, a ton of rebounds. Tyler Singleton came out very hot at the beginning of this game. I really think he's going to start getting in more of the niche of things. He's going to be much more of a scoring threat to complement Roy McClure. Both of them have 11. Followed close behind him, Jesse Anderson. He played very well down the stretch at the end of this ball game. He finishes with 9 points. And then close behind him is Nick Mamorelli and Thomas Tatum. Thomas Tatum, 100% from the foul from the field. And all of that coming in the first half. He has four, and Nick Mamorelli with four, split over both periods. And then Dalton Scott with a finger roll, two-point shot there in the third quarter.
Yeah, that was pretty. And hopefully, was it Mamorelli they got hurt?
Yeah, Mamorelli
went into the wild end of the bleachers, could not even finish the free throw shooting after he was shoved out of bounds and came out limping with what looks like a hip or a knee, and hopefully that is not going to hamper him in future games. Speaking of future games,
where is the handy dandy?
Friday night, we're not going to have that game on the air for you, but Friday night, we've got another conference matchup. This one's going to be with West Henderson. It'll be a home game at the Bear Den, and we'd like to see you out there. We're not going to have the game on the air for you because of some scheduling conflicts there at the station, but do join us following the Christmas break. Piz is going to be playing a few games before the holidays. We'll be back on the air January 3rd with Guess Who?
Is it cross-county rival Tuscola?
It could be cross-country rival Mountaineers. It could be, and it will be Tuscola. Is that home game or away?
That is away game.
Over at Tuscola.
We will be in uncharted lands behind enemy lines.
I'll tell you, that's always a barn burner, and I'm looking forward to playing the matchup with Tuscola here.
Tuscola's played very well this year. They beat Inca twice, and Inca's very good.
Inca's good, but they are losing a few.
Yeah.
They are a strong team. Folks from Franklin, North Carolina. David Stiles and Terry Shannon are going to bid you a pleasant good night. Once again, the Sugar Bears losing, but the Black Bears winning by 2 points over Franklin. That means they're still undefeated at 7-0, and they'll put that on the line with West Henderson on a Friday night. So, for everyone out there, thanks for joining us, and good night from Franklin, North Carolina.